da 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 da.
Like, why looking at me?
Is he really doing it?
Yeah, I'm like,
laying it down. Da 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 da. Oh, well, what do we have here?
Somebody come get their grandma up in here.
The church is next door.
Yeah. Welcome to the Movie Review Extravaganza, everybody. I am one of your critiques tonight, Corey Coleman. Over here, I got... Well, look, he loves... I just want to wait till you're done. He's over here like, getting his mustache all red and everything. We have Martin Lando Calrissian. How you doing, man?
Okay.
Thank you. You saw that.
I got
it. Well, over here, we got Mr. Goodwin. Corey Goodwin. Oh, you just outprettied us tonight, didn't you? You just put us to shame. Man, I'm going to tell you how I saw this in a little while once this music is done and once we get these introductions out the way. But you, as you can see by this handsome gentleman over here, we're going to be talking about Solo. The prequel to Han Solo.
Right.
And
Solo, : A Star Wars Story.
A Star Wars Story. I'm going to dedicate the whole show to that. We're going to have some trivia based on Mr. Solo, along with some emails, some calls. Might do some stardusting tonight, how appropriate for a Star Wars themed show. And much, much more. How y'all doing tonight? Good to see you. Good to see you. And got a lot of people up here in the studio, man. Had more people in here to see Solo than they did Deadpool. How y'all doing? What's going on?
I'm surprised. People usually are like, I don't want it spoiled. Don't say nothing.
I know. And they show up. This man in the next room while they're eating his pizza, he drove from Houston.
I know.
Got all the way here to get into the parking lot and say, now, there's going to be spoilers. I should have.
Full of them.
I should have said yes and let his ass drive back to Houston.
Damn.
Well, okay, then, good, man. How you doing? Boy, he chowed on that pizza now.
That pizza's good.
I know. I saw you taking some.
Well, he offered. I ain't just reach in there. It's my studio.
Oh, okay. I thought he offered after you were gripping one. You mind if I take this right in?
The Lando way.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You mind if I have a slice? Oh, but good to see y'all. Good to see y'all. And welcome to the show. Welcome everybody in here to the show. Got some new faces over here.
That's a new face.
That's Ryan, that's Leslie, and that's Carlos. Mm-hmm. Good to see you, Carlos. Apparently, Carlos got some deep, dark secrets he's going to reveal later on.
Really?
I haven't heard anything yet, but apparently Mr. Goodwin is privy. I walked in right when they talk about I want to tell him at the end of the show.
I said, okay, I won't reveal your secret, man.
Yeah. Apparently, it's going to be like some Marvel Stinger or some shit. You know.
Solo was Han Solo the whole time, guys.
Oh, shit. My man puts his pizza there. Fuck! I knew it. Oh, good to have y'all. If you're listening... you know we do costumes sometimes, and Martin is in his Lando Calrissian costume right there. And it's funny because I walked to the bathroom to take a piss, and I saw Martin up there, and he had his glasses on, so I just stood there and just looked. I thought it was an old black woman with a dick.
You're like, oh, are they giving out hand jobs now?
And Martin started laughing at because he saw me over there just looking like,
Hey, you froze. As if I was death. God, it's your turn, Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am usually not at a loss for words at all, but that film, I was like, shit, I thought it was a Tyler Perry movie in his bathroom right now. Madea takes a piss. But good to have y'all here. And as I said, this is going to be the show about Han Solo, about the movie Solo. We'll get into that in a little bit. But before I do that, let me make sure that everything is okay up in here. Make sure the stream is going nice. And I think it's going nice because the chat's already talking about it. He looked at you and said, yes. Hey, they're a little thirsty for you, Martin. You're looking too good in that wig.
Oh. Well, I saw on Facebook they had bets on which one of us was going to do this.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, man.
You know he spent his budget already.
Oh, that's right.
My budget's gone.
It's done.
It's done. I ain't doing no more. And
I had this costume from 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, I saw that costume already. So I said, I can't outdo you with that. And I ain't going to do Solo because this might be his movie, but don't nobody want to see no Solo.
You could have done Chewbacca.
No. Oh, fuck that.
He's choking his head. Is he good? Yeah.
Coming in here looking like pubic hair.
See, but, you got that part down.
No, I would have got it down because it would have been my mouth. Yeah, Martin had that costume years ago, and I knew he's going to dress up in it. I ain't going to be no second fiddle to you. Nobody want to see no Solo. Everybody want to see Lando. I couldn't do it, man. So I just let you have it tonight. But you look good, man. You look. That's my gift to you. James Brown.
Hey!
Martin, I'm about to say, come on. You got Martin. Before we end tonight, we have to do it now, but before we end, you got to get down on the floor. Let me put that cape on you, James Brown style. You know? Get down there, please, please.
You get Bobby Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. Just standing there for 5 minutes. He just,
hurry up, man, please.
Yeah, good to have y'all. And good to have the people I'm talking about. They talking about, yes, they talking shit. And they ready to go. Oh, they're ready taking pictures, man. They ready for the memes now. Oh, we know that they
here
now.
Screen caps.
Oh, man. They usually,
caption this.
Oh, they usually talk shit, but they got visuals now. Welcome to Chat-a-Tat-Tat.
I don't even think you've made that face yet. They got it somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. What they went to the future and got that shit, man. Oh, Martin. You're looking good, though,
what's
brother.
What's the caption say?
What? Look at this. What does that say?
When y'all got that bad wig on.
It looks good, man.
No, it does. It does. No, you look good. You look good. You look hot. So, oh, they putting up Coming to America up in there and everything.
Sexual chocolate.
Right there. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Corey. That boy good.
He good.
All right. Oh, good to see y'all up in here. Good to have you. So we know that they're doing all right. Let's get the rest of the folks up in here. That means you. Yes, talking about you, those people that be lurking about. Oh, no, man. You might get them today, though. Oh, shit. I got to come in here and get some of that. Looking at
somebody
Martin.
Somebody packed in.
Get in here while you can, people. It's getting more crowded with these big movies. So we'll make room for you all the time. No, don't worry about it. Come on in here. We'll always have room for you up here in the world-famous Double Toe Studios. And if you can't make it, as I say, we hope to get you here one day. Until then, though, reluctantly, we'll be satisfied with an email. So pull out that keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if I can be part of the show this evening, as I'm asking you to, in that email, put your phone number there, put your Skype contact in there, press in, bam, up in your home. Criticizing you, the only critics in the world who do the house calls. Up on the Twitter at @kcoolman. On the Instagrams at Double Toasted fan page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with me? Some private critique time with me? You don't want nobody to know your flaws. I won't tell them. You can reach me at corey.coleman.5 right there. If I'm too busy privately critiquing, Mr. Goodwin can't help.
You can find me on Facebook, corey.goodwin.5. You can find me on Twitter at @thehighscoreDT and on Instagram at @dbcooperkg. Mr. Lando.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at @martin_nofro.
Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook.
Or look for Martin Thomas pimping hoes out at a cantina near you.
Clapping it.
Oh, you can find him up here at the world famous Double Toast Studios now with two stunk ass couches. Just email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Because you know how you're going to do. You're going to be like these folks up in here. You're going to be visiting Austin. Austin's going to be so nice to you, so friendly that you're going to move here. Thing that's not going to be so friendly. You're going to really get criticized for not letting us know that you and Austin didn't come see the show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Give me some details. I'll give you back some details. We're going to coordinate with each other. That way I can accommodate you. All right. Oh, we'll see here. Cut that down a little bit right there. How y'all doing tonight? I really mean it. Man, and I'm not, you know, man, I'm not making fun of it. That costume was really nice. I remember years ago, I was jealous, man. Because I could never pull land off.
I don't know why you've had this for 10 years. Like, is this like a Halloween thing? It's a bedroom play? Okay.
No, it's not a bedroom play. Goddamn. Okay.
All right. Yeah, he's really pimping hoes. <All right. laughs> Yeah, man. I remember you had that. Was it 10 years?
It was 10 years. Yeah, it was that Halloween party. I think it was at Chris's house.
Yeah, it was. I remember because I was watching.
Like Rorschach.
Yeah,
nobody knew who you were. You're freaking everybody out.
Yeah, and you almost blew my cover because I almost turned around like, God damn, that's a nice guy. I mean, nah, man, I'm surprised you waited 10 years to pull that out.
I forgot about it, and then I was happening to look in the back. So many times I'd go in the closet, and it was way in the back, And I was like, did I see that back there? And looked, and I was like, damn, it's right here. So when else am I going to get to wear?
Of course. Of course. Well, when the Lando movie come out.
One more time.
Exactly. You could be a walk of promotion for the movie. I like it, man. How you feeling, man? I'm talking to Joshua over there. We fucked him up last night.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. I could tell, too. Because the night before, he was like, I don't drink.
And really?
Oh, the night. No, yeah, the night before. Because you remember the night before he talked about, yeah, where can I go to get fucked up? Do you remember this?
Well, I remember he said he wanted food.
Oh, he wanted more than food.
Well, he wanted food. He wanted ass.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. Food. And you know what? I don't even think that order. I want ass. I want food. I want to eat some ass. You know,
so. Just combine it.
Ass burger with cheese, please. But, oh. Melted. But this fool sat up here and told, you know, we were eating at Pluckers. Y'all probably heard the story from last night. I ain't going to tell the whole thing. But he did say, in the middle of dinner, proclaim, how quickly can I get fucked up? And I said, all right. And I took him out, and I took him somewhere to get something to drink. And he pulled that shit on me, you know, where it's like, I bought him all these drinks. And he's like, you know, I just don't think this is for me. I'm not ready for this life. And I was like, okay.
After you spent the money.
Yeah. I should have known, because like I said, before he's talking about, yes, let's go to the bar. Yes, the bar. We went to the bar, and I said, man, give me tequila soda. I know what I want. And they asked him, what do you want? I'll have that too.
Oh no!
But so that night, you know, it was a little awkward, but it was cool. I had a great time hanging out with Joshua. And then he said last night that he wanted to go back out. Went up to the bar and he's just like, "Who want to do shots? What another round of shots?" And everybody, hey, man,
what?
Your ass down. Yeah, shots.
Was that the first thing when you walked in? Yeah. Oh my god! You don't drink much, do you?
Tequila. I even told him, you want tequila? Yes. Shots for everybody. Fucked up my wife. Because I know my wife is fucked up when the end of the night
she
is
get that smile.
When she get that Mr. Rogers smile.
Yes,
She starts smiling and shit. Yes. And then I know she's messed up when she don't want to go home.
Uh-huh.
Every night she's been, because I'm glad she's doing these shows with me now. If y'all don't know, Danielle's out of town, so I need another person to sit in here because Oz is on
Skype.
It's on Skype, so it's, ooh. Oh, so that's what you got today right there. It's an actual ass burger right there. Served up hot and fresh to order, man. Nah, man, I'm glad I had to have somebody in the room sitting next to me because it's kind of awkward for me to look down at my computer when I'm talking to Oz sometimes. My wife is filling in right now. And so she knows she's getting that feeling because every night she's talking about, oh, you just have to hang out with the fans. You have to hang out with your people. Fine. You can't come home to me. You know.
She a Bond villain.
Yeah. In a way. Yeah. Okay. I will destroy you, Mr. Curlin, if you don't come home. And I last night she came on, and when the show was done, she was happy. She had a good time.
Yeah.
People talking about, oh, she's so cute. She loving compliments. Oh, Miss Mia is so cute. You know, she's kind of funny today. I liked her.
Tell her don't get used to it.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Let her have it.
There's a cycle to these things.
Oh, yeah.
You got 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She'll be nasty.
Oh, yeah.
She adds nothing to the show. Bring Danielle back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's already started. Mm-hmm. I didn't let her look at YouTube.
Oh, okay.
No, I said just look at the chat, baby. Look at the chat.
I saw the news. They canceled YouTube. It's gone.
At least they ain't as mean yet. I mean, they will be, but today they're just kind of like, well, you know, she's no Danielle, but I guess she'll do right now. You know, but it's gonna be a matter of time. Yep, you know.
She's gonna cut somebody in Chicago. What the fuck you saying about me?
Right. No. Fucking Muslim. But she got that taste last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, a good show.
Uh-huh.
Good show in the bag. And so when it was done, because I was ready to go home. And when it was done, it wasn't him. Let me just say, it wasn't Joshua. She was the one that said, because I told the story about he done drink, and he said, I like alcohol. That don't taste like
in
alcohol.
In theory.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Probably a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. He's like, I like it masked by another flavor. So, he actually used that term, masked.
Not mixed.
Not mixed. Masked.
You know, I want a disguise.
I only like it when I don't know I'm drinking it.
I want my alcohol disguised as juice. So we talked about that. So everybody was cool. Everybody's kind of ready to go home and everything. And she was the one after it was done. She's like, let's get this man a cranberry and vodka. Yay! Of course, he was like, yeah, I'm down. So we went there and everybody drank for a while. We had a good time. She still didn't want to go home. It's going on 2:30. She's like,
Jesus,
we have to, baby, you know we have to do now. I was like, go home and go to fucking bed. She's like, no, he hasn't had Whataburger.
That's how you know she was fucked up. She went Whataburger.
Yeah, you been around. Yeah. She got to have that beef. So, so he up in Whataburger, man. We driving around. Oh, yeah. I know what I was saying. So we went
on a skirt pass.
No, I'll admit it, goddamn it. I'm gonna get my ass burger. But yeah, we drove around looking for one that would let us in.
Y'all too drunk to go in.
We went to one that had the door locked.
Oh, that little one over here.
Yeah.
I used to live next to that one.
Okay, so you know. All right.
They just don't want to get robbed.
Oh yeah, right here. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, they keep them doors locked. They told us no burgers. So she was like, we will not stop until we find a Whataburger. So we ended up taking him to Whataburger. Man, went home at like 3 a.m.
Damn.
And he was another one. He's the same. I just don't think he know what he likes, because he was the same way with the burger as he was with the alcohol. Because
my burgers when I can't tell him.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I like it masked by the taste of chicken. No, we went over because we said, man, you want a Whataburger? Like, yeah, man, I heard about Whataburger. Let's go to Whataburger. And we went over there, and he just nibbling at that burger, just looking at it, taking a bite. I said, brother, he's got a brother looking shit like he don't like it. He lets it know. He's like, man, I don't fucking like you, man.
I'm gonna do this, but but you know, and I know.
Just taking a little bunny nibbles. I'm like, man, fuck you. Burger sitting up there just took a little nibbles out of it. I was like, man,
don't you
ain't
want
eat
me?
It. Yeah, man, we had to like take that burger from him, man. We gave it to the thing. We did gave it to the niece. I said, because I said, man, I don't need to eat this tonight. I don't need to eat this tomorrow. I said, anybody? Denise's like, yes. Took that shit. She put, yeah.
Damn. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Give it to her. Shit. Just drop it on the floor and let her grab it.
Nah. Face first.
Yeah. Shit, I gave her that too. Was it a double meat cheeseburger? Yeah. Yeah, we get that double meat cheeseburger. She put that shit in the cleavage. Walked out. But yeah, man. I don't know. How can you not like this right here, man? This is, Whataburger.
Double meat Whataburger? Oh, that.
I know, man. I know. I wish I could eat them more, but I can't. I cannot. But yeah, we had a good time last night. So Josh, we had a good time with you, man. We had such a good time. Sebastian, the Puerto Rican, was with us.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we had such a good time. Sebastian called me up today.
With an accent.
gave my phone number. So it wasn't 24 hours later. Hey, what are we doing tonight? Are we sending Joshua? We're going to do a big old go away party for him. Like, motherfucking no.
He said Austin was too boring for him.
You remember that? It's too nice,
uh-huh.
And it's too boring.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the one. I gave him the number. He's like, man, we're doing not just today, but he's like, we're going out on Friday. What about Saturday? I was like, God damn. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Rainy Street, what is that? I don't know. Let's go. man.
Got to watch out for the quiet ones.
And, he got wild last night. You know, Sebastian just sit back. We got this Puerto Rican here. He's the anti-Carlos. Not right. You, man. Not that. He knows another car. God, there's a lot of Carlos.
It's like 17 of them. You're like, man.
Yeah, it turned into like Hectors.
We are Carlos.
Hey, look at him. He's even owning up. Oh. Carlos and the Infinity Stones. Just snap his finger and every other Carlos is gone. Look at that last crack rock.
Or maybe they all combined into one like a big vulture.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Carlos like an alpha on the head. But, yeah, man, he's one of he says that he's quiet. He don't say nothing. He's always got his legs crossed, just observing,
contemplating.
You know? Yeah. He even laughs quietly. You know, we got that mouth open. Like, so I'm like, I don't even know what's going on half the time.
Are you joking?
Yeah. So, but he just sits back and just observes. And last night, I don't know what got into him, but he was revved
alcohol.
Up.
Alcohol.
Okay.
Why'd you have to think of that?
I
don't know, man. I guess I'm just so used to it. You know, it's just like drinking water now. But yeah, man. So, you know, got to look out, man. It's getting kind of wild up in here. Where now, you guys from
California.
California, all of you?
No, he lives here. I'm in Cedar Park.
I met you before, right? Okay, this
probably not.
Probably okay.
Probably another Carlos.
There's a lot of them around here. Yeah, man. I just wanted to make sure. So you guys from where again?
California.
What part of California?
SoCal.
All right.
Jesus. Okay. Listen. When people from California come here, we know there are cities within that state. So it's okay to mention the city. and then you say SoCal.
Let me give this man a mic. I was like, yeah. You know, they say that shit just because it sounds cool.
It happens every time we have somebody from California here.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you from? California. A little bit more specific, please. Yeah. I understand how California is broken up.
And they don't even get specific then. What part of California? SoCal.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. You trendy fucks.
You in a witness protection program or something?
So, California, they so cool they can't even tell you where they are. Well, you wouldn't be. You're not cool enough to know. Yeah, bitch, take this microphone.
I'm talking to her. I'm talking to you.
He looked right at her. He's talking to you.
Baby, don't let him talk to you like that.
I believe, baby, he's referring to you. I'm looking right at him, too. Bitch, get this microphone. Yeah, baby, you gonna take that?
Look at, she's even in shock.
She like,
know how to react.
She know. She know. She like, I call him a bitch every day. He know his name.
She got a good lesson that things, if shit go down, he is not gonna protect her.
No, not at all.
Run, baby.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, come here. I believe he's talking to you. I'll let you make the introductions.
Best of luck to you.
This fine gentleman is speaking to you. No, motherfucker, I'm talking to you. Oh, I'm Carlos, I think you're the motherfucker. I don't see another one around. The bullet gives a fuck, man.
As he's backing away.
So, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan, pleasure to meet you, man.
Oh, it's great to be here. I didn't think I'd actually be able to make it.
No, you know what's funny about these guys? So I was if I looked a little amped up right now, that's why I'm talking. I drank some whole big old thing of coffee, yeah, and I'm wired right now. But I was sitting outside in my car before I had my coffee because I was
contemplating suicide.
Yeah,
temptation.
I know. Engine was running. The gas helps me with the show. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one today. But no, man, I was sitting in the car, just tired, man. I had the windows down. I was enjoying the air. Yeah. And I just got through eating some ramen, so I was digesting and just tired.
Farting in your car.
Farting in the car and shit and more gases, you know. But shut up. That's childish, man. I would not even call for
it. You said gassed up on caffeine. Yeah. You didn't even notice. Like you made a joke after that.
I know. I was like, yeah, screw. back up. Nah, man. So I was sitting in the car. You know, I don't assume people are here to see the show, but I heard them. And I just let them walk because I saw them get out the car and they were looking around. They were trying to get in. They were like, man, you get in here. And I think I heard, like, this asshole and fuck this. And then when I got to the door, they'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing, man? We've been looking forward to seeing you. I'm like, uh-huh, motherfuckers. I ain't going to say nothing now. Wait for these cameras to roll. Y'all know I heard everything. I looked at y'all too. I looked at y'all walk around the corner. There was a dude out there I didn't even know. I looked at him like, look at these motherfuckers, man. But glad to have y'all here, man. Ryan, good to see you, man. Now you said you dragged these guys here.
Oh yeah, they've never heard of you before tonight.
Okay. I don't know what the hell is going on with you guys. He's got secrets. You say contradictory things that just make him like bust.
They're huge fans. I'm sorry.
The pantomime and shit. He's like, aha. What is going on here with you guys?
He's just throwing us under the bus right now.
And yeah.
He introduces us, not like our names or anything. Just he hasn't heard of you guys at all.
And it's funny because I like the way he's throwing these guys under the bus. And when he came in, he was like, let me just throw them all out there because they all trying to mess with each other.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, the coolest one is your girl over here.
Leslie.
And Leslie was the one talking shit about these guys. They were geeking out so hard. Uh-huh. Like my man came in and it was almost like a dad embarrassing his son. It was almost like graduation because he came in, he's like, get in front of the sign. Take a picture. Stand up. Take a picture. Now take a picture in front of this. Take it. And the guy's like, why are you embarrassing me, man? You know what? I'm just going to go to the... He even said it. He's like, I'm just going to go to the strip club, man. I'm like, motherfucker, you know you want to go there anyway. Don't make up no excuses. But I don't know. Because he even came in. He's like, even when he wasn't taking pictures of his friend over there, Ryan, he was like, man, can I take a picture of this right here? And I was like, yes, you can. Can I take a picture of this right here? Yes, you can. What about here? Yeah, man, he just pointed. What about the ceiling fan? Yeah, man, you take a picture. You know, it's like, man, just, and I've got to point out, man, take a picture of any fucking thing you want. Just stop talking to me right now. So they've been weird the whole time. And she's the only one that's been in here just shaking her head. She kept looking at me like, I'm sorry. But what's the story now?
So you guys are visiting him?
This is her family. Like, they're a family unit. This is the first time I've met them. I saw an excuse to go see you guys in Austin. So I'm okay. Like, yeah, I want to go with you to see your family.
They're a family unit. How are y'all related? Brother, sister, cousins?
They want to keep it a secret, apparently. I don't know why.
Yeah, who's fucking who? You know? That's what I want to know. So what's your relation to anybody here, Ryan?
What do you want to say, Leslie?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay. You sure about that? You don't have to know. If you need me to call police or something, let me know. Because you look sure about that.
She did say it like it was a question.
This is my boyfriend.
So does that make Carlos your brother?
Okay.
And this isn't like some kind of Game of Thrones thing going on.
just checking. Not yet.
Carlos, do you are you with them like you are with me when they have sex? Do you take pictures of this and shit?
Preferably, I'm not in the room.
Okay. You just listening outside the door.
He's taking pictures. They just don't know about
it. Yeah. I'm just going to leave this flower pot right here.
Turn it this way. There's
nothing suspicious about it, just a flower. But
why is it blinking?
The flower is actually holding the camera. Nah, man. Good to see you guys. Yeah. Good to see you guys.
From what part of SoCal? We still have not gotten that answer.
The eastern part?
Well, don't get choked.
All right, I'm from Ontario, California. She's Rancho Cucamonga.
Okay.
Cucamonga. All right. Bugs Bunny tourist.
I know.
All right. Well, I don't know what secrets y'all got, but apparently they're going to spring it on us a little later, so I don't know what's going on with them.
I think that was it. It wasn't nothing that
special. Secret, right?
That was it?
That was it.
Oh. We're related, that's it?
That is it. There's nothing else to this story, man.
You mean to get that all this drama when I walk in the room?
I was trying to make him feel better about himself. I don't know why he wanted to keep it like that, no. But he did.
You conceited fucks, man. Y'all so full of yourselves. Y'all think that's important news. Now, don't tell him my relationship. We're going to wait for that near the end of the show because, you know, everybody wants to know that bullshit. Well, y'all are something else. This is going to be interesting, man.
I heard everyone that comes in here as a couple, they break up.
They break up?
Is that true?
No, you said that's your sister right there, right?
That's my sister, yeah.
Okay, this ain't some Scarface shit going on where you, you know, you jealous of her. You know, you don't want him in the picture. No. Well,
look, this is the first time I met him, so I wanted...
Give him that mic. I like the way you hold the microphone. I ain't even giving it to him.
This is the first time I meet him, so I wanted to project that.
Oh, this is your first time meeting him?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you brought him here for the gauntlet to see if this will break them up.
Well, I mean... He gave me the information as we're coming up, and I'm like, I can't have this, man.
Wow.
So I wanted to protect this. You see this?
Yeah.
This is like, okay. These are seeds just budding out of the ground.
We got like an 89% success rate.
Yeah, man. So I think we're here for you. Yeah. I think this might work. I like the way he.
No, he doesn't want them to break him.
He wants them together.
Yeah.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah. Look at him. Look at him.
Okay.
He's so excited to be here.
Nacho Libre. What's going on? he's a handsome guy. Nice guy. I really like this guy.
He's here for you guys, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know
that was not creepy.
No. Not at all. Not one bit.
Don't you say shit about that, man. You were the creepiest fucker we had here right now. Lou Diamond Phillips.
I guess we are at that point with Lou Diamond Phillips.
Look at him.
I'm saying.
But they don't know who that is.
They don't know who he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the 80s or something?
See?
Yeah. Just the part where I just turned into a husk and crumbled.
Exactly. I don't feel so good,
Mr. Well, shit, that means we just stop everything now before I make another point. Make another reference they don't know. I'll tell you what, man, he's a good guy. Just keep that in mind right there. Well, I hope that y'all don't break up. Y'all look like a very good couple over there.
Yeah, if this didn't do it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be. You guys have been fine.
We've got them yet.
They're still together. These guys over here, so there's some hope.
Maybe we don't have that mojo in the new studio anymore.
That's right. Ever since we moved, couples have been staying together. I think this is the anti of the studio right here. It's actually bringing people together. All right then, maybe Carlos and my man over there will get together for some. All right then. Well, and if you need a picture of Lou Diamond Phillips, there, Richie, there he is, man.
La Bamba,
there he is. I mean, you look like a younger. I'm sorry, I said Lionel Richie. Now I really heard they're like, who's that? All right, then. Let's get on with it, then. I'm going to make this very quick. Oh, let me see. We got it. Let's get on with the show. You know, I think another thing that keeps people together is nice merchandise from DTMerch.com. Go over there. And go over there and get your. Oh, please, man, stop putting up these pictures of Orlando. Who's Gene, man? Shame on you, man. Stop it. Y'all stop it with these pictures over here. DCMerch.com. Go over there and get your shirts, backpacks, jerseys, phone covers, and more. And if you want several things, you know what? Give yourself the gift of choice with a gift certificate from DTMerch.com and use it right now because we have our spring sale going on just for another few days. 25% off selected items, and that is until May 25th. You got 3 days to go. And, you know, if you're buying several things from DTMerch.com, that means you love Double Toast and you want Double Toast in your life almost, I don't know, maybe 24 hours a day. Maybe you want to be right in the room with us, I at least feel like it. And you can do that when you become a subscriber. First of all, you have the satisfaction and the peace of mind knowing that you're keeping these shows going and on the air. And you can also be part of our streams. And you know what? I'll even let you try it out 7 days for free. And if you don't like it, that's fine. Yeah, you can leave. We ain't gonna be mad about it. A little hurt, but not mad. Keep that audio, though. That's a free gift to you. Found on iTunes and the SoundCloud. And you can join, because you're going to come back anyway. You can join several ways. And I say try using your Amazon account. Put it in there with our Amazon Pay button. Put what? Put your username, password in there. Press in. Ooh, 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 shit. Leslie. Do you feel that? What? What do you mean, what?
I'm like, what?
No, she don't know. I'm messing with her, man. She ain't got to say nothing. I tell you what. Say, ooh, that toasty goodness. Just say that.
Ooh, that toasty goodness.
Ooh, that was hot. That was sexy. Ooh, I envy you, man. And what else we got here? Oh, how can I forget? We're going to be going to a city near you at some point and the nearest city that we're going to at this point is Chicago. Double Toasted Live in Chicago. Go to Ticketfly.com and put in Double Toasted and get your tickets over there. And you can get there by also going to DoubleToasted.com, clicking on the DoubleToasted.com button, DoubleToasted.com Chicago. You see that we're at the Park West. That's going to be on June 30th. And the doors will be opening at 7 p.m., show starting at 8. And that's going to be a long night of live comedy, games, prizes, music. One big party at the end of the night. Going to be hanging out with y'all for several hours. So get your rest and don't be ready to go home for a while. And let me see here. I think that is it for right now. I have nothing else to tell y'all. We're going to go ahead and get into this review. Well, Corey Goodwin, since you didn't see the review, I'll let the Mexilence come see the movie with me. And I'll bring him in here.
Okay.
I mean, you can stay. You don't got to go. I'm just saying.
You made it sound like you were telling him to get.
I realized how that sounded after I said it, but no, I didn't mean it. Come on in. Come on in, man. Come on in. I'm just saying, since Sammy saw it We usually have three people here.
You can go fuck yourself.
Yes. That's how I felt, but I was like, all right.
No, I would not do you like that.
Oh, that's what you are. Okay. I saw the wig. I was like, who is he trying to? Is he trying to be Han Solo?
Man, you didn't see him when I went to the bathroom and saw him. I thought it was a woman. Taking a piss. I thought it was a transgender black man up in there.
You have a problem.
And also, I was like, I can't say shit.
Well, what do we have here?
I do not want to be that homophobe up in here. All right, let me get my water so I can talk about this man and give him his proper respect. Put that speck on that name right there. And talking about that, Solo, as in Han. A lot of people been talking, they've been saying for years, man. You know something, I've been seeing Han Solo in all these Star Wars movies. I've been seeing him in... You know, I've seen in different things. I played Han Solo in video games, read him in comic books, the novels, and still, I just don't feel like I know the man. A lot of people are like, that ain't me. I want to know about Lando. Man, just go with this right now.
Chill.
Shit. Come on, man. And some people say, you know, I know this Solo that we see all the time, but, you know, what about Solo Jr.? You know,
what was he like before?
You know, he's an asshole now, but I know at one time he had a heart. Something must have made him the hard ass that he is today. And that is why Disney bought Star Wars and said, we can give y'all everything that y'all want now, including the answers to the mysterious Han Solo and a little bit of his upbringing. And that's what you get here with this movie, Solo. And it's been a lot of controversy with this. Actors can't act. Directors can't direct. Producers can't produce. Oh, this movie's in trouble, man. You know, y'all might as well just bring on that Lando movie right now because this one is a bust. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of this trailer right here, and then we'll be back to tell you if all the negativity that people they're anticipating, if it's true.
You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else? You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I'm a driver, and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think?
Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
L3!
Let go of the mean man's face.
Who are these guys?
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
You might want to buckle up, baby.
Here they come!
Let me give you some advice. We assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
When do you know how to fly?
190 years old? You look great.
Push it.
So glad we took this job.
Chewie gonna be okay?
I don't know.
Oh no.
You know, speaking of Chewie, yeah. How did he meet? When are we gonna get that when Chewie met Han? You know? Is it here? Do we get to see it? And some of y'all out there, y'all done heard all the bad news and everything, and y'all still like, well, I ain't convinced yet. I mean, it looks all right. But I heard in this movie that boy can't act. Alden Ehrenreich. I heard he had to have acting classes. I heard he was the main one fucking up the film. Everybody got to stop for him to do his job, acting. And let me tell y'all something. Leave this boy alone. Can we?
That's the exact thing I thought. Leave this boy alone.
As I was even I jumped on him a little bit. I was like, oh, it don't sound good. But even I had to look at myself in the mirror. Why you being an asshole, man? And I, you know what? Really, now the movie's out, can we leave this boy alone? Because I'm going to tell you, this is the big question for everybody. Now, I can only speak for myself. But I thought he's good. You know, regardless of what I think about this whole movie, I thought that for what they were trying to get out of this, and the words of Harrison Ford himself, he nailed it. And what I really don't like about the thing that went on with this before the movie even came out, this boy has been in about three movies that I know of. Three movies. And in every one of those movies, people have said that he's good. He's a good actor. Sometimes they say that he's probably the best part of the movie. I remember Hail Caesar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hail Caesar, everybody was talking about how, the movie's okay, it's all right, whatever. But, oh, man, that Alden Ehrenreich kid, he's pretty good.
All right, let's try this. Your line, just say it as I said. Say your line exactly as I'm about to, just as I'm about to do.
Sure, okay.
Would that it were so simple.
Would that it were so simple.
Maybe just him on the set of Solo. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was the acting lesson.
Somebody get Voldemort to help him out.
Yeah, maybe that news came from somebody just seeing that clip.
Yeah. Ooh.
He's having to get acting lessons for this role.
Ooh, this ain't going to be good. Yeah, I think that what I like about him in the movie is that they're talking about how he needed an acting coach and all this kind of stuff for the film. Maybe he needed that acting coach simply for the reason of learning how to make this character of Solo his own. Mm-hmm. Because he's not doing any kind of mimicry. He's not doing an imitation. What he's doing in this is that he's actually going in and getting the key mannerisms of Harrison Ford as Han Solo, getting those down, and letting those kind of fill in the blanks are his own version of Han Solo filling the blanks. I mean, this is a younger Han Solo. So, I can understand why you would want there to be some difference. Let me pass this on to y'all. Am I alone in this? Y'all guys, how do you feel?
Do you agree with him? I know you agree with him a little bit more so, right?
No, I agree with him 100%. Going into it, that was my biggest fear. I was like, well, okay, everything else about this looks good. And I know him to be a good actor because I like him in everything I see him in, but he's got that nasally voice. He's just kind of short. He's not. He doesn't have that swagger of Harrison Ford. Nothing about him is that. How is this going to play? And it becomes apparent early, just right off the bat, that like, wait, this is Han Solo much younger before he's anything as we see him. And he's playing this well. This is how you should do it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be trying to do it in imitation the whole time.
You know, Han Solo, the thing is, listen, I know y'all look at me and y'all like, you thought I was this cool my whole life. I was not.
He was not.
No, no. And you ain't now, bitch. No.
Corey, you want to drink? Oh, no. I don't drink that's alcohol.
The devil's juice. Yes.
Mother said I should not. No, man. And neither was Solo. You got to remember, this is I'm not even joking. Han Solo was not that cool dude that he is now that
he's
y'all remember.
Almost Luke Skywalker.
And you know, that Han Solo that y'all know right now.
I love you.
I know.
She like, this motherfucker. You know what? Kill his ass. Put him that big old chunk of brown shit. You know what? It's important to like take a look at that Han Solo, just even for a brief moment, because you have to realize that of course Han Solo would be a different person, because you're looking at a Han Solo who not only was younger, but he was inexperienced.
Yeah.
He was reckless. And you get to see, just a short time of this movie where he goes from being green behind the ears to just kind of being gangster. Where, you know, by the end of the movie, he's even a little bit cold blooded. Mm-hmm. But what I liked about him being this young character, to being the Han Solo that we know now, is that they even, and wisely so for the sake of sequels, they still leave room for that character to grow.
Oh, plenty. This is like chapter one of the life of Han Solo.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think I by having you introduce kind of your points on it, it got me to realize what I really feel about this. Because I don't think the portrayal is bad, because like you said, it's a younger Han Solo. He's not as cocky. He's not as what he is in the newer movies in the New Hope original trilogy. But that character is just so much more interesting, and I like that character so much more better. Obviously, more better. Better because he is not this scrappy kid. He's not this this kid who doesn't know what to do. He's doing. He's kind of making things up as he goes along. And so he just wasn't interesting to me. And it wasn't until the very end where it's like, oh, now he's kind of getting glimpses of it. But even then, it wasn't enough to be like that. This is the guy that becomes the Han Solo that we know. So I'm not saying I want a clone, but even the growth that he had within this movie, I didn't feel like he was getting that edge, like he was getting that kind of foot in the gangster lifestyle, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. All just right. Me, though.
No, no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with you.
Right.
But fuck you.
No, but
his wig does.
But I also recognize that that just means there's more room to grow to that point.
Right. And so maybe I'll like him in another movie if they did decide to make another one of these. But just now, just his hair was goofy. Just he never
his hair was goofy.
His hair was not you just picking on. It bugged me, man. I just said it because it is a nitpick, but it's just like, okay, yeah, just something. I guess it is because it's like watching like a baby version of a character you know and love. But it didn't. I don't know. I just didn't like it as much as I hoped I would.
I mean, do they go in saying like how much time takes place between like this and then A New Hope, or you know when Han Solo was introduced?
It's hard to tell because all these creatures live for hundreds of years.
I think it's about 20 from the end of the movie on. I think.
Okay.
Because only 4 years, 6 years goes by in the time we're in the movie, so.
Yeah, so.
Minor spoiler.
Well, you know what? I mean, maybe people are like you. They're like, you know what? That's cool. If he pulled Han Solo off, I wasn't here to see that bitch anyway. Mm-hmm. Let me holler at Lando.
Yeah.
Where he at? You know him. Hey, how's Lando doing? And I'm going to tell you, man, Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian, now he nails it too, man. And you know what I like about it is that he's doing a little bit more of a Billy Dee Williams impression than Ehrenreich.
Yeah.
Alden Ehrenreich is doing a Harrison Ford impression, but he still was able to kind of make it his own. You know, he's definitely channeling Billy Dee Williams and his space pimpery, but he was he's still making his own thing. And what I liked about it too is that, you know, this Lando Calrissian, you know, this is pre-processed. You know, Lando, pre-perm. There you go, Corey. Oh, now you still got the naps, you know. I like it, man. I love that we got this look. In fact, I like this look of Lando more than I like the original, you know, because it's just, like I said, man, you know, obviously he's going to a salon in space somewhere and getting his hair did.
Well, that's what a space pimp does.
That's what it does,
well,
man.
All he needs is lie.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And you know what? What it is about Donald Glover, and again, I don't know if you guys see this, but Donald Glover, you know, he's smooth, but he makes it his own by bringing an extra layer of horniness to it in a way, you know.
Yeah.
You do, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you, because whenever he like I said, he's smooth, but. You know, when he's
falling in love in this movie.
I was. And man, it is
not.
I feel like you were in love already before you went in.
Man, it's easy to do with this character because, for one thing, whenever he's talking to you, you know, Billy Dee Williams was charming. He come and look at, you know, he'll take your girl, like, you know,
but you standing right
kiss
there,
kiss her hand, kiss her hand, everything, and talk.
Make
he
out
might
with
push,
her.
Yeah, exactly. He might push you out the way,
yeah,
and snatch your girl. But with this Lando right here, you walk up with your girl and he's smiling and staring at both of y'all a little too long, like y'all know both y'all gonna get fucked, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and he has that talk like he's like Jimi Hendrix, Bootsy Collins, something. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna fuck y'all, baby. You know, he there's something about this Han Solo that they make it seem like that he's extra horny.
This Lando.
I mean, this Lando. And there was even an article out there where it says Donald Glover, he confirms that Lando Calrissian is pansexual. And they're talking about, does this count as re-representation? You know what? For whatever the controversy is with that, I see it. And the movie lays it down. They make it clear that this Lando is a hoe. He will fuck not anybody.
anything.
But anything. You know, shit just don't move when they're around. And he's like,
yeah, you got that vacuum cleaner stolen from you.
Oh, yeah. He's like, well, what is this?
It'll work.
No. And the vacuum cleaner won't come back. Yeah. Baby! You know, but it's also cool when you see. Now, you got, for me, these two. Well, before I even go there, what did y'all think about Lando?
I thought he was good, but I wasn't loving him the way you are.
Okay. That's a good question. Did you like Solo better than
Surprisingly, yes. And I completely expected it to be the opposite way. It's just with Donald Glover, it felt too many times too much like it's Donald Glover doing an impression of Billy Dee Williams. And there were only few moments when – I mean, there weren't as many moments as I would have liked where he was just living the character himself and not – trying to play this actor doing the character.
As much as I'm handing it to you, I just want, before I forget, as much as it seemed like I'm in love with this character, I thought that Alden Ehrenreich was doing a better job.
Yeah.
It was really more his character.
I know. I was really surprised by that. I was like, all right, he's doing this, and then I'm going to start getting in the groove. I'm like, I feel like he's still doing it. I mean, I'm going with it. I'm not hating on it, but it's still very apparent to me. It's taking me out of the movie.
Do you think it's because we know Donald Glover's character? I mean, like what he is like in because we've seen him in interviews and
No. Because I even like wondered that. I was like, all right, am I just reacting because everybody's in love with him? I mean, shit, we did two shows dedicated to him already. but it was just I'm listening to the voice and I feel like he's ready to break into a Colt 45 commercial.
And you know something? I'm going to pass this on to you, but it's a good point to actually show that clip. Now, I will say this much. You got to hear the voice because he's right. To me, that voice sounds like he's acting. Mm-hmm. Well, Alden Ehrenreich seemed like he was real. But I will say this. When Solo and Lando get together, it's hot. You know, it's no, and when Lando and Solo
get together. They play off each other well.
They play off each other. Those scenes are so much fun. And you will immediately hear what Martin and myself is talking about with the voice that Donald Glover is doing. I'm not saying it's bad, but you can definitely hear something that says, okay, he is doing a Billy Dee Williams impression.
You see, how'd you guys let me beat you on that one? Come on. No liars in this game, just players.
The seat taken.
Nobody's in the seat, then I ain't taken, friend.
So this is Sabacc?
Sabacc.
Sabacc. Got it.
You played before?
A couple times, yeah.
Captain Lando Calrissian.
Han Solo.
Looks like you're having a good day.
I'm a lucky guy.
Can I ask you a question, Captain Calrissian?
Anything, Han.
It's Han, but that's okay. I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
I heard you was a bitch. It's true. Wait a minute. Hey, wait, what?
In my time on the bottom sometimes. I'm an equal opportunity lover.
He would actually say that.
Oh, well, now you put it that way.
Yeah. Damn, he's cool again.
Sometimes you got to give it up.
what do you think?
See, I've been on the Lando boat for decades. Like, sure. I've been wanting a Lando movie for the longest time. So even before Han Solo, because he's a little bit older than Han, in my understanding of the story or whatever have you. Mm-hmm. So at this moment here, he already has just a little more personality. And you guys say that he's doing an impression of Billy Dee Williams, but I honestly think that the Lando in the movies in the original series, that is a show already. So like that whole kind of cool facade and everything, mm-hmm. I think that's a show. So it didn't bother me as much that he was putting on this show, and then when things started getting hectic or he was shooting stuff, the Donald Glover started peeking out. His voice cracks at one point, and it started sounding a little more natural. So to me, it actually worked a little bit better because the whole Billy Dee is the front.
Yeah.
You know, the cool,
okay.
Like,
okay,
yeah,
that's
I'm
an
the,
interesting point.
I'm
that
the
is.
Guy with the, you know, all the stories are true. But then, you know, shit goes down. He's like, hey, wait a minute, no. And he's using a different voice, a different
voice. Yeah.
That's Donald Glover. So
yeah.
I really liked him in this movie.
I would tell you this much. I think that Lando is a more interesting character.
Absolutely.
I still would rather see a movie about him. Mm-hmm. I just think that there's just more to him.
He's older. He's gone through some things. Where we're seeing Han Solo start from nothing.
Yeah.
He still has that mystique around him too, I'm assuming. Because, like, I mean, this is Solo's film, but he you're introduced to him and he's in this middle of this game. It looks like he just got finished doing some debaucherous shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Hands still stinking in there.
He's shady.
No, he's a scumbag, man.
Yeah,
no, he really is. No, he's a shitty person. And I like that they established that too. You know what I like about that scene too, man? I tell you who needs a movie. Chewbacca, because in every
movie, does
yeah. No, he really does. In every movie where Chewbacca is, I want y'all to notice this. Chewbacca's always hiding behind some corner, ready to whoop a motherfucker's ass.
Back to the wall.
Yeah. He's always hiding behind. He's waiting for some shit to go down all the time. If you ever look at Star Wars, whenever Han is talking to somebody or doing something, Chewie just walk by in the background. Just let me know if I need to get
my mother
in. Yeah. He did pop Kylo real quick after he got
home. Oh, yeah.
He used the Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
Do something to my best friend.
Yeah.
I've known you all your life. I'll fuck you up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's just waiting. And we're talking about all these these characters that we already know. These big characters that people have been talking about. I would like to know what you guys think about Woody Harrelson. I can't remember his character's name, but he's this.
They say it a bunch of times too.
I know.
Beckett.
Yeah, he's Beckett. He's this big. Damn, boy, you all right? We said Woody Harrelson. It's because we said Woody. Because I said Woody Harrelson. He's like
Woody.
He said Woody. You childish motherfucker, man. Look at you.
He said Woody.
But we have children in the room. So Mr. Harrelson in the movie, I really like him. Now I will say that with his character, man, he is nothing but. If you listen to it. He really is nothing but Woody Harrelson in space.
Yeah. You want to make that move. You want to make that move. You made that move. Okay.
I guess I'll have to destroy that little guy.
Somehow I never get bored with winning. No, you can't wipe them off. They're holograms.
He turns around, shit.
This looks like Woody Harrelson in space. He look high as hell right now. You can't wipe him off, man. It's a hologram.
It's the Hunger Games Woody Harrelson. It's the same Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Zombie Land Woody Harrelson.
You get Woody Harrelson bald, you get him with hair plugs sometimes. You know, that's a Woody Harrelson you're going to get. But I did like the character because I think that he interacts well with the other characters.
Which is what Woody Harrelson does.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, when he steps into the Hunger Games, he's that character. Even though he's the drunken trainer, he interacts well with everybody. He's the bridge.
He's the guy. He's the bridge between us and the audience sometimes because he's the guy that we relate to. Like he's not that movie guy. You know, Hunger Games. Like, he's like, man, I'm fucked up. Let's get this shit over.
Either kill these kids or don't. I got places to be.
Yeah, exactly, man. I like the character just because Woody Harrelson is likable. He's not like. He takes up a large portion of the movie, but he's not always the main focus. He's there when he needs to be. I like the character. What'd you think, man?
I mean, he was fine. Like, really, he was Woody Harrelson. He served a purpose narratively to just kind of, all right, Han Solo, I'm going to kind of show you the ropes of being a bounty hunter. Or not bounty hunter, but smuggler and all this stuff. So, I mean, he was more so, like you said, just the bridge. So he had character points to him, but in my head I was like, well, he doesn't show up anywhere later in the future, so, you know. He's only going to play this role, and then, you know, that's going to be it. And the whole kind of arc of things. So he served his purpose. That was it.
What about you, Martin? What'd you think?
He's another thing in this movie where he doesn't knock my socks off, but he's solid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a good word. You know, solid.
He gets the job done. He gets the job done. He commands my attention when he's on. I'm very interested in what he has to say, even though he's there to drive the plot.
I feel like even though I haven't seen this, I feel like he has Expendable like stamped on his forehead. I know y'all can't say nothing because no spoilers, but I feel like he's going to get the business in this movie.
You're really trying to trap us now.
You trap you.
You're putting a Kendrick Lamar right now.
Take this mic. So you sing my song right quick, homie.
Everybody dies.
I'm sorry, am I not down? No, it's cool enough. You guys,
am I not cool enough for you, bro?
What, bro?
We all die, don't we?
Again, Martin, you know, you guys are right. As you were saying, it's just he's there more of as a narrative device.
Yeah, character McCharacter. That's all he is. I mean, he's just there to be the role model, and that's it.
Yeah.
But Woody Harrelson has the kind of charm to where that's okay.
Yeah. No, and that's exactly what it is. He brings some charm to this. One of the things that the movie has been getting criticized for is, I've heard a couple things here and there. It's for being simplistic. People don't like the simplicity of this. And I'll tell you, I can see that. I'm not going to go in and argue with people about that because chunks of this movie, are different genres. You know, you got a Western, you have a heist movie, you got a war film, you got a gangster flick. And each one is shorter. Each one is so short that they're just basic formulas for those genres. You're not going to see anything new, different at all. In fact, you've seen everything that they do here in little mini things, little mini genres. You've seen it done better 100 times over, man. But the characters keep it moving. And for that, I don't mind the simplicity of this. I think if there was ever a time to just get down to some straightforward, just simple, straightforward adventure storytelling, it's now. Because think about this summer. This summer we've had Infinity War. Infinity War being the biggest movie, being the biggest movie right now. This is a film that is so complex. 10 years worth of information going into one movie. It is, you know, this is a very complex film, and that goes for Star Wars itself. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now, the thing that I love about this is they're not getting to the things that are played out with Star Wars. You know, I'm not a big I'm not a big fan of these Star Wars movies. Force Awakens, I saw that and I was underwhelmed by it. I was even more underwhelmed by Last Jedi. And the reason why I feel this way about these movies is because, to me, they're forcing the epicness of these films. Where Lucas had a straightforward vision for these movies, it looks like they are really making this up as they go along.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, but they seem more like studio-produced movies.
They seem like they're done by committee as opposed to one mind.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
And that committee says, we got to make it bigger. Yeah, we got to make it bigger.
Yeah. Say what you will about George Lucas. You know, I hate the prequels, but I will give the man credit for having a vision, where this is just something that is really produced to meet the demand to make a profit. Not saying that these are bad. I mean, I have fun with them. But, you know, they're making up these grandiose stories and the mythologies as they go along. And I'm happy to see a movie finally where we don't have to deal with the Force. I'm glad we ain't got to play with these played out mythologies that I've already been in there. The Skywalkers, Skywalkers, man. You know they don't have
enough with that whole bloodline.
They had 40 years to get their shit straight.
Still fucking up.
Yeah,
still fighting.
Yeah, I'm tired of these old decrepit ass emperors that keep popping up. You know, I'm tired of these operatic things.
I'm tired of lightsabers.
Oh, I'm tired. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm tired of lightsabers. I'm this right here. I'm just happy to get into some straightforward adventure. Right. And I like this world. I'll tell you why I like this world in a little while. But I will even say that I like these offshoot movies that, you know, are stepping away from the main storyline, the main blockbusters. This is no exception right here. How do you feel about this?
I'm right there with you, boss. Because with Star Wars, it's almost like you said, people complain about it, the simplicity. It's like, well, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Because so many people, you know, The Last Jedi was so polarizing. Mm-hmm. And with some people going like, what was that? There were so many different things going on. I couldn't understand it.
Right. Yeah.
So now you have it. Hey, this is pared down. It's really all about one guy, one overall mission. It's in a world you're somewhat familiar with, but it expands on it. You get to see more of it, which we've been wanting to see. Mm-hmm. But it keeps it aware. If there's no way you should not understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
Like if you walk out going like, man, I couldn't even tell what's going on. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah, you really should. I'm telling you, they make it as basic as they can for you. Mm-hmm. They gave you a handbook to movies, right? Yeah.
Well, with I remember we had Rogue One. He said one of the issues, I think we kind of everybody agreed on it, was with these characters, you really couldn't like get in tune with them. You didn't have a lot of time to spend with them. They just kind of felt like pieces to in a whole grand scheme.
Yeah.
Were you able to like get close to these characters in this or be endeared to them?
Well, that was the thing, because the people that were the biggest part of this movie, you already knew who they were: Chewbacca, Han, Lando, and stuff. Everyone else either served a very basic purpose, like Woody Harrelson, or they were such an archetype of a character that you already knew kind of what they were about and just were wondering, you know, what does the plot have to say this person have to do, because they were just so bland in every other way.
Yeah, so. And for me, I
was going to say, not so much bland, but archetypes. Like we've seen them so much, you kind of know.
Goofy pilot,
Femme Fatale, the gangster.
Yeah, they even archetypes of Star Wars. You always get that weird little creature. It's always some little short, monkey looking ass creature, you know, and something, you know,
a sassy robot.
You know, they even like archetypes of that. But again, you know, you're either going to go with it because, as I said, this is not meant to be by design. It's not meant to be deep. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be fun. You're going to hear me say that a lot probably during this review before it's over with. It's meant to be fun. And so they want this to keep moving. It's a almost 2.5 hour movie. And they want to make sure that the pacing is moving quickly.
Well, it seems like a thing with Star Wars, whenever things go off the rail, they go, all right, we got to pull back and do something familiar.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With The Force Awakens, like after the prequels, it was like, all right, we got to just bring back the old Star Wars that everybody remembers.
Yeah.
And then here, it's like, all right, after The Last Jedi, it's like, all right, we just got to tighten it up and keep it small.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I know prequels and reboots and all this stuff. I know it's a pain in the ass for people. It's getting old, but I am so happy that this is way before Empire, that the Empire was doing anything. There's not one goddamn Death Star to be found anywhere here.
Thank God.
Yes. There's Death Star.
There's one thing at the beginning that they're building, but other than that, that's really it. And then stormtroopers exist.
Well, but it shows you the Empire in a way that you haven't really seen. And more like this is how it is to live with the Empire on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, man. This is kind of a movie where pre-Empire – the galaxy is a shitty place, man.
It is.
I mean, because you look at this and you start thinking, well, maybe the Empire has a point.
that was always one of the big flaws of Star Wars because the Empire dresses up like Nazis
and
kills their
lieutenants. And they all have British accents.
You go, oh, well, these are the bad guys. But outside of that, if you were to like sit and talk with them, you might go, you know, I don't agree with everything, but some of this they're saying, maybe you should listen.
They got some points.
I mean, they had to do some stuff in the movie, like when they're – the scene of the trailer where he's like, I want to be a pilot, whatever. They're beating the hell out of some people in that scene, though, man. They're like ice.
We don't know what he did, though.
They're in line, man. They're just in line with families and shit like
that. That's what I'm saying.
Gestapo, man.
The details of what they do is horrible.
Right.
I mean, are horrible. But their overall vision
on a galactic scale,
I don't know. Maybe there's something to it.
I'm not exaggerating here. It is lawless.
Yeah.
In this land right here, everyone is out for themselves. I mean, it is dirty. It is grimy, and I'm talking about the people.
Right.
You know, I've always liked the look of this dirty and grimy Star Wars, man. I've always liked that better. It looks more practical. It looks more lived in. And it also makes the people – I've always liked Star Wars when they dealt with really – because they're so – you know, at times it's so righteous. You know, and I know you got these shady characters and they always – you know, Han Solo started as a shady character. Lando's a shady character. But really the main stories are these really these righteous
plucky,
people. Yeah.
These plucky rebels who are going to
– Yeah. And these space Nazis, you know.
Space, what you love,
yeah.
You guys.
That's space Jews and space Nazis. You know, it's a – and
that's the Jedi.
Man.
That's a Mel Brooks movie.
We need that movie now. Now, you know what?
Space balls.
I love looking at how this movie is. I mean, because it really is, overall, it really is more like a Western where everybody has a shade of being immoral to them. Everybody's done some dirt. And as I said, everyone is out for themselves. You know what is so great about that is that this makes it lends itself to the story because it makes the story unpredictable with lots of twist. There's lots of backstabbing. You really don't know who's on what side, and nobody's on any side really at some point.
Yeah, and I don't know that the twists are all that exciting or it's all that unpredictable, but it is in little ways, in as much as you realize every character could stab you in the back, but every character also could do a noble act.
Yeah, you don't know, and it adds a little. When I say tension, nothing scary or anything, but it adds a little tension. Certain scenes, and you know what? If you want to know what else about this world that works, because everybody thought you saw again, y'all weren't giving this movie a chance because everybody talking about oh now we get to learn about Han Solo, the reason why he's so hard because he crying over a bitch. Somebody broke his heart. That's why he's so stone cold right now. And it's like, nah, man, it's not. He's whining over a woman. It's not that at all. I mean, that's not even a spoiler. I'm telling you something good here, so you don't go in thinking that. It's this world that he's living in.
True.
That's making him
just
what he is.
Beat him down.
It really is, man. It is a hard place, and you realize, no, the girl is the least of his troubles, actually. Yeah. And that's kind of not even a big thing in the movie.
I mean, I think they might have tried to make it a big thing, but it just didn't work the way they kind of framed it or the chemistry between them. For me, personally, it didn't work. It didn't work in the way where it was like, you know what? he's doing this for her, or he's doing this because he loves her, or this and that, or their relationship was super strong. I never got that, and it might be because of the reshoots this movie went through, because this went through a ton of reshoots.
Yeah.
And I think they might have just abandoned that altogether and was like, okay, we're going to kind of throw a couple things in there, mm-hmm. but you really don't feel anything develop or anything come of that.
So. Well, I've been praising this movie a lot so far, and you hit on something at the right time, because that's exactly how I felt about a lot of elements in the movie. If something wasn't good in the film, it was probably because they were doing two different films at the same time. I'm not the same, but they did one film at one time and tried to force another movie into there. I was even looking in the mirror. Don't say force. Don't say force. Don't say force. Martin gonna fuck with you. Don't say force.
Midichlorians. Fuck. The other word.
Yeah, man. You got me. I did that to myself. But there are moments where it feels like if anybody's been keeping up with the history of this, you had Chris Miller and Phil Lord. Those are the guys that did the Lego movie, and they were directing this at first, and it has been rumored that they were taking off because they were making more of a improvisational comedy with this. And no one will probably ever know, unless you were there, a part of the process, what happened. But can I say I could feel like there are moments of that in the movie? Yeah, there are a lot of terrible jokes. It's a little bit of a comedy in here, and that's probably the Phil Lord, Chris Miller part. And if so, I can see why Kathleen Kennedy came in and said, get your ass over here. You know, what the hell are you doing?
Jokes?
Yeah. Look like I'm laughing, motherfucker.
No, it's the lady who allowed a mama joke in The Last Jedi in the first 10 minutes. It's shit like that where it's like, if you're not, I love Chris Lord Miller, I love them both. And so when I was like hearing that they weren't on schedule and they were wasting money and wasting film, that I can understand. But the jokes, if you're going to let that happen in The Last Jedi where that's so serious half the time and so jokey the other, allow it here of all places.
I feel like nobody was watching anybody make The Last Jedi. They just like, do what you got to do.
Ryan Johnson.
I think that that's one where they kind of gave directors a little more. Well, not what am I talking about? It's Disney. They didn't get nobody control.
Ryan Johnson wrote it and directed it. So it was his vision.
Yeah, and that might be a thing. And Chris Miller and Phil Lord probably had a different vision with more jokes.
Yeah.
You know, they got masturbation jokes in here. They got they got children's humor in here almost at the beginning of the movie where it just makes the movie stop. Even some of the creatures in this movie are just corny. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the movie, Han Solo was talking to a Muppet. I ain't talking about no space creature. I'm talking about some shit on a stick that's Gotcha. Moving around. And I was talking to Bo outside the theater. He's like, because he liked the movie too. There's a friend of ours named Bo, but he's like, man, I saw that Muppet pop up and I was like, it is too early for this shit. You know, it's like, and I was like, yeah, man, because it a lot of things, and it's sometimes practical effects are fine, but you need some CG in there.
Yeah, I'm all for practical effects, but whenever they go that far as to pull out Muppets, I'm like, you took it too far.
Yeah,
whenever somebody would tell me, oh man, you gotta watch Farscape, it's good. And I turned it on and saw there were Muppets on the bridge. I was like, I am watching this.
Those two old guys on the balcony. and there are some scenes in the movie that turn into slapstick. There's a whole scene with robots in this movie. I'm not gonna say what it is, but there's a whole scene with robots in the movie, and it's just it just seems awkward. It just seems out of place because they have this moment where they're trying to make it serious. They're trying to make an adventure movie, and they're trying to make a comedy, and almost like a kid's comedy at the same time. I will say, in lieu of that, this has probably one of the most emotional scenes in that I've seen between a human and a robot in any Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Or any movie at all, man. And you know what? Speaking of robots, I like the character of L3 sometimes, and sometimes I can't stand her. She has this running joke about being sort of almost a liberated robot. And
almost like a feminist robot. But like the feminism is for robot kind as opposed to woman kind.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm not trying to say too much. The person that voiced her is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who does a great job, mm-hmm. except sometimes I think the character says things that are really funny, and there are moments where I think that, okay, this joke is getting old. How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was like, okay, this is like a modern SJW. Whereas she's kind of almost annoying to the point where it's like, yeah, I want rights. I want to be treated equal. Robots, don't do this. You know, like, she's very pro-robot. And I think in the backstory, which they don't explain in the movie, she built herself.
Yeah, that's
like that.
Yeah.
That was in some of the promo material, so that's why. So
okay, I was like, where are you putting?
No, they don't. We're not spoiling anything.
No, no, no.
It's
the literature. Yeah, it's out there.
It's like, backstory that they've given in articles and whatnot.
The promo material. So yeah, but they don't mention that once, and so it's just not like so you don't have the context behind why a robot would just be like so militant towards robots.
Yeah, that would explain it more than it seeming like writers who just thought, oh, this will be a funny thing.
It would be a fun thing to explore, but they make it a joke.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, like an SJW, like over the top type. You know.
Well,
yeah.
It just seemed like after the robot that Alan Tudyk plays in Rogue One.
Yeah.
That somebody said, oh, we got to get one of those in there.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's not as good.
Yeah, no.
Not even close.
K2SO? Not nearly.
K2SO is the one, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a movie that comes together more in the second half than it does in the first half. That first half, we don't know because the movie's a shot out of sequence, but it really does feel like, all right, Ron Howard had to come in and just deal with this first half and try to clean it up as much as he can. And then when it gets in the second half, that's when he had full control of being able to do what he needed to do.
So this kind of suffered from Justice League syndrome.
I mean, that was
an issue of like having two directors trying to make two different types of movies and they clash with
you know
each
what,
other.
For some people, maybe. But again, that
just not that drastic.
Okay. I mean, it's a much better movie than.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. But yeah,
it wasn't Ron Howard shitting on film.
No, you know what? Yes. In that case, it does seem like this. Yeah. Yeah. It's clear. There were two different people on this movie.
He had Lando's mustache, and it was weird, though.
No, it was just a perm on his lip.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, it's a culture.
You know, the throwbacks in the movie, you can't tell you anything, but I will say that.
You know what? They actually didn't bother me. In as much as I'm just not queenie about Star Wars in that way, when they would pop up and it'd be like – it'd be over and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's what that was. Okay.
Yeah. Because there are moments where you will roll your eyes at a throwback here.
Yes.
You know, there's a moment where
I mean, you just showed one. Woody Harrelson playing that chess game. Old Star Wars and Force Awakens and this.
Oh no, exactly. No, but that's a small thing. Okay, you can say that's just part of Star Wars.
It makes
that world.
It's part of the Falcon.
Yeah. No, there's a moment where Solo and Chewbacca, Han Solo and Chewbacca, they look at the screen and say, "Now let's go do that thing that everybody knows from that other movie."
You know? Oh no!
Yeah, man. I mean, they stopped. They might as well just looked at the camera like, "Y'all know what we're talking about." It was like,
actually,
wow.
I actually don't know what you're talking
about. When we do our spoiler discussion on Sunday,
okay,
I will let you know. Okay. All this will be revealed. What I'm saying right now.
Never mind.
I can't say. Don't want to say, but it really does stop, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know, again, like I said, you get the When Han Met Chewie film right here. For some people, it will work. Some people, it won't. For me, it's not great, but it worked. It was okay. But there, you know, it's not like there's no moments where they just do big, really bad throwbacks. Like, hey, kid, that vest looks good on you. You gonna keep it? You know,
right.
Like that.
Like a red stripe on your pants. You know, but they still did a lot of times where they had to do it. One thing that wasn't even a huge thing about
detailed?
No, it's in all the press material.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's one thing that it's in Force Awakens. It's in Last Jedi. The gold dice.
That was
never a huge thing in the original series, but they brought it around in The Last Jedi, and then they made it a thing in here.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, look, he has these, and then his gun, and you saw in the trailer.
That's so funny, because I know everybody's making a big deal about the dice, and I didn't even remember those from The Last Jedi or Force Awakens.
I really, yeah. Yeah.
Or that's good, The Last Jedi, anyway.
No, that's good you remember, because I did not remember.
But long story short, they're making that like a thing they could sell at Disneyland. And so, they're making, like, oh yeah, the gold dice, put them on your car hood, so you could be like Han Solo. There was none of that. And then there's other like smaller references. There was one reference that I had to ask somebody that we knew because it was such a deep cut. It was so deep into the mythology.
It was for the nerds.
It was for the nerds to the point where it was something where it's like I'll even say it. It's from a video game. They make a video game reference in this movie at one particular point that's not a character, that's not anything like that. And one guy was like, ha, I got that.
Yeah,
and I'm
that
like,
dude.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, but, yep. Yeah, but if nobody notices it and they don't stop the movie to do it,
right.
Is it bad? Because honestly, because when I'm noticing, like, you're upset about them doing it here, but you had no problem with it in Deadpool 2.
But Deadpool's built on that, though. That's a running joke in there. You know, that's part of the movie.
I can kind of see what he's saying, though. It's like, because I remember in, was it The Last Jedi, where they had that whole ironing thing come down. Yeah. And it was like, oh, that's from, like, this old-ass TV show or old-ass movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
movie, like, stopped for that, and people, like, laughed.
Yeah.
But if they just threw something in there that just kind of went by and it didn't really detract from anybody else.
Yeah, most of those, I would just see them kind of buzz by real quick. I'm like, huh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like in Rogue One where it's like, hey, look, there's C-3PO and R2-D2 are hanging out. I will say, there was none of that bad.
No.
But when it comes to things like the gun, when it comes to things like it's like, okay, yeah, okay.
But even then, because you saw in the trailer, this is not a spoiler. You know, everybody complained about him getting the gun. I mean, that goes by so quick.
It does. It'd be different if he's like, oh, man, this gun is sweet. Mm. Oh, you're my baby. I'm going to always keep you around.
Hope you get frozen in carbonite.
Oh, yeah. There's other little references and side jokes where they talk about things that happen in the future and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, little gags that you'll pick up on.
What you see in the trailer, like right here, he throws him the gun. That is it. Right
That is it.
You know, it's like, I hope you don't have to shoot any green dudes with this in a cantina one day. You know, nothing like that. It's
But there are some jokes like that in there.
There are. And I would tell you, too, that some throwbacks are needed, you know, to explain some. Look, Star Wars is so goofy. And again, we'll talk about this in the spoiler discussion. But some things are so goofy, they need an explanation. Mm-hmm. And they do that here. And I thought it was going to be something where I was like, all right, you really going to do this? And I said, when they were done, I was like, okay, we kind of needed that. Again, I'll tell you, but you know, in our spoiler discussion, but I'll let it go.
It's funny because I noticed places where I thought, okay, this is where they're going to make a big deal out of this. And I was like, oh. They didn't. They just let it play and just go on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what? You talk about certain things that they didn't do to a certain extent, and I'm thinking, no, you did. I was about to say, you know what? This movie is about to get out of here without having to reference some other tie-in to the movie.
Oh. I know. No, that was egregious.
And when they did it, I was like, I know you did. I know you didn't just do this.
Plus, I was all like, wait a minute. Well, how does that fit in the timeline? Because if this and then that, and that would make them way too old. And so
Shut up, nostalgia.
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
No, it's not that one. It's another time it happened. You know?
Yeah, no.
That's going to be the cop-out. Oh. It's another time it happened because – so honest.
I was almost speechless. I was like, we were almost gone.
Yeah.
Y'all couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it. You know, it's like
it wouldn't have happened if they hadn't fucked up the film halfway through. Because it happened at our screening. It just went black, but the sound kept playing.
Oh, and they had to rewind the movie. No, seriously. The dude in the projection room got out a remote control for a DVD player and rewinded the shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. At least get back 20 minutes.
Yeah. At least,
like, I wish it was less, but it was 20 minutes.
Yeah, and everybody's like, No, stop!
Stop!
It was only 5 minutes we lost. Like, not even.
And yeah, not so, even 5 minutes. No, it was maybe a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe,
we paid for it.
And so we all got popcorn and used the restroom.
Yeah,
and
went and took a shit.
Yeah, I feel like how I was going like, no, we're going to restart it. Everybody's like, I'm in the bathroom now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sitting in the stall. Y'all going without me. But, yeah, man, these movies, my problem with them is that this is a galaxy. I've always said this. And with this one, they still keep it a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, hey, same old cast of crazy characters, you know. And I was like, man, y'all could have – this did not need that at all.
It was unnecessary.
And
unwelcomed.
No, I didn't. No. Not like, and another thing with it is like – and we'll save our spoiler, but I was looking. I was like, you know what? It's too late. Y'all trying to make this cool again. That is done. That train is gone.
Yeah.
Just leave it. Let that – nobody was even thinking about this.
Right. Yeah. Why are you reminding me of that?
Yeah. Speaking of throwbacks here, you know, they got one major one. And throughout these movies here, man, you know, all of them, we've been having to deal with Han Solo. Han Solo been bragging for years, y'all. Y'all know I made the Kessel Run in 12 parts. We heard it, man. 12 parsecs. Yeah, whatever. You know, and when you hear it over and over and over again, it's like, listen, you done told that story so many times, it can't nearly be as cool if you saw it than the way you tell it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they showed in the movie, and it was pretty fucking cool.
Good going, Han.
We need to divert auxiliary power to the rear deflector shield.
We definitely do.
By the way,
shit.
Since when do you know how to fly? 190 years old?
You look great.
Chewie, get in. All hell bend it.
He's like, it's just like that time in Star Wars. Remember that? Now, I don't know if it'll work for some people because they kind of put in an obligatory John Williams score.
Yeah.
And also, it for some people, will be like, you know what? I really didn't really need to know about the Kessel Run for all the Star Wars nerds out there.
Yeah.
It really was something that was a story that was told. But I thought it was a cool sequence in the movie. Probably, you know, I mean, it did feel like they were forcing that theme in there. But whatever, man. I had fun with that. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
It's because they did it, the scene well, that it worked. It, like, always with the things with Star Wars, the Kessel Run and the Great Clone Wars. And when they actually showed the Clone Wars, it's like, I didn't need to see this.
No, right.
And this is completely dull.
Yeah. Yep.
And wow, you took 2 hours of my life or something. That I imagined was awesome.
Yeah.
And with the Kessel Run, that's the thing he always bragged about. And everybody's like, yeah, okay, tired of hearing that shit. But then they play it out in such a way, it's like, oh, well, if you had been there,
yeah,
you'd see why he was bragging about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, man.
See, I always thought the Kessel Run was a race in my head. I don't know. Not sure. Grounded in anything, right?
Like the Cannonball Run.
Yeah, right.
And so I was watching this, and I think it might have just been the setting where it was cloudy and stormy and stuff, where it just looked too condensed. It just looked too small scale. I don't know why. I wish it would have stayed in my head as the stupid whatever dream I had of it. You know, it was one of those things where it's like, this is very cool. I like this because of the power of CG, you could do anything. But with that idea of you can do anything, it was fine. It was fine. It was well choreographed. But the excitement I had, just I had imagined, was like, you know what? Okay, this is fitting, but personally – didn't work for me, and I know a lot of people will feel that way too.
And I get it. For some people, it's not going to be as much fun as when you recreate it with your action figures. You know,
yeah.
it's just not. And I got it,
especially if you thought it was a race.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, this is bullshit. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, okay.
He won a NASCAR in space, you know. But no, it's I told, man, see, this is the, wait, go ahead.
And the part of it is also just the story itself. I did it, so that means the turmoil and the kind of stuff. You know, he's gonna do it, and so there's really no consequence. And then while they're doing it, they're doing little callbacks to the Falcon itself, little small things. I'll bring up in the spoiler talk where it's like, see, they did it there. That's why the Falcon's a Falcon, and that's where he gets the story, and that's where the legend comes from. And so,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sometimes legends are better left unseen. You know,
yeah, sure, sure. I mean, I don't know all those details about the Falcon you're talking about, but the idea that because we know he makes it, well, I mean, shit, it's the Adventures of Young Han Solo.
Yes,
we know he's gonna make it. There's no real suspense.
Right. And I think with knowing that it wasn't as cool as it could have been, knowing that it's like he's gonna get out of this anyway. So,
you know, I wasn't
balls to the wall. I would say even more so than they did.
Yeah, you know, and I wasn't gonna bring this up, but I mean, you know, I will say this, and some people let this go because they let it pass because it is the, it's only a little mini movie that we see in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. You know, they cram in a lot of how he got his so-and-so in that first few minutes of The Last Crusade. You know, they got things in there like how he got his whip, which is stupid, man. Which, you know, he felt, you know, because if anybody sees this, you know, this movie gets a lot of credit for being a great Indiana Jones film.
You know, it's funny you say that because Master Pancake is going to be doing it this weekend.
Oh, and after looking at it today, look, I still love this movie. I really do. It's just not going to change. But I looked at it today and I was like, yeah, this is a little corny, man.
It's my heroin.
Ow! Yo, just fuck!
See, I've not seen this movie, so I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well,
is
see, you right there, it's like they really crammed two things together. It's like, you know, they got that peanut butter and that chocolate in it. You know, it's like not only did he find his whip, but oh, they show how he got his scar too. And you know, and I will say for some people who cheered this on, they're gonna look at Solo and be like, this is corny. And you know, I can get it because this is shorter, and Solo is longer, but It is that kind of feeling that's going on in there.
Just in defense of this movie, just the historical context, no pun intended. This movie is considered great because the one before it was not.
What, Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Temple of
Doom. That's the best one. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's the best one.
For me, that's the best one.
Yeah, it opens with them jumping out of an airplane on a raft and then sliding down a mountain.
I don't see what the problem is. What's so funny to me
is
that
– And it's so racist in its treatment of not just Short Round, but just those Indians themselves. They are just barbaric to the point of they stepped out of a Johnny Quest cartoon.
Yeah, they're eating bugs. Monkey brains. You know, but man, I don't know.
Temple of Doom is endearing to me.
Yeah. It really is for me too.
Plus, you had Mary and the strong female counterpart to where you had Kate Capshaw, who's just bugs.
I know, man.
Short Round's the movies they had nobody hearts get ripped out their chest while they were alive.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Short Round's the best child sidekick ever. I'm just going to say that.
He's the best, most racist sidekick ever.
No laugh for you, Dr. Goss.
I like how joke Solo is that we started talking about Indiana Jones.
I know. Shit, pay that man his respect right there.
Put Short Round in Han Solo and it's a sold movie.
That's because ain't nothing like that nostalgic sexism and racism, man. But nah, there are moments in the movie where if you complained about that part in something like Last Crusade, it might be something even longer and worse here. If you like that, then it might work for you here. But the thing is, man, this could have been for myself a great movie if it didn't change directors and didn't change production halfway through. And I think that's a big flaw here. But it's fun to have a movie that takes a break from the main stories. Which I'm tired of those main stories. I know I'm probably a minority for that, and I don't take that away from anybody.
Not in this room.
I think a lot of people are starting to see that. I'm loving Star Wars just because I'm obligated to love Star Wars, and now we got Avengers now. It's not as unique anymore. So me being one of those people, I like this. It's a movie that doesn't rely too much on played out Star Wars mythology, and that's fine. So this is a high matinee for me. I don't think no pun intended here, but this train wreck that they expect this movie to be, it's not that at all. You get a fun film with this. Who wants to?
I'll go next. It's a solid film. I mean, the whole thing with having one very distinct directors and then switching to somebody else is kind of what happened with Ant-Man, where it could have been Edgar mm-hmm. Wright and it would have been that vision, but then it was almost the same reasons got pulled and went to somebody else who did a competent job. Ant-Man is a fun solid film. It's not the train wreck. It's enjoyable, and this floats right out there with it. I think it's a good movie, or it's certainly fun. I mean, there was nothing in it I thought was bad per se. It's good. It's just it never reaches greatness.
Yeah.
It somehow manages to fly right in between it and miss everything that could have been great about it and make it that movie like, man, I can't wait to go see this again. But while I watched it, I had a good time. And and I was surprised also that I liked Alden Ehrenreich better than Donald Glover in it, but not by a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'd hate to give the impression that I'm saying Donald Glover sucked. He wasn't that, it wasn't as magnificent as you might have thought. But everything, for the most part, it works. It's a good high matinee.
Yeah. Okay, then. And my man.
Yeah. This movie works because it is so simple. Because if it were any more complicated, like it was, like The Last Jedi was, or even Force Awakens was, this wouldn't work at all. But the fact that it is not only the characters are not only so big of archetypes, and that the story is just a simple, plain heist story, that simplicity allows it to kind of, okay, we're going to see the Star Wars universe as a heist movie. And then as with Rogue One, we saw it as a war film. And so this kind of plays to the heist movie fan. So when they do like the edits in the trailer for like Baby Driver-esque, where they're clicking and turning and changing gears and shifting gears, even though that's how cars work, but in the galaxy far, far away, whatever. It still works, because it is so simple. And everyone plays a role just fine. The one biggest thing I complain about is something we'll talk about in the spoiler talk, but most importantly, the villain. The villain is just generic bad guy. It's Vision.
Paul Bettany. Paul Bettany. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he shows up, and then he goes away for like 40 minutes, comes back real quick, and then goes away for another 40 minutes, and then he's our big bad guy. And
it's like kinda, he left to go be the Vision.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I had a girlfriend I got to go see. And so then – so that was the only big thing, is that you got to spend so much time hanging out with your buddies, Lando and Han and Chewie, that you really didn't get any other meat to it other than just, okay, we're hanging out with these guys.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
You're right.
You know something? I will say this while I'm thinking about it. Paul Bettany in the movie, he was a fun guy to watch, but he really was just – the villain to the point where they gave him villain scars
they
on his
stretch
face.
Stretch marks. They look like stretch marks in the film.
Yeah, like a, they really look like a lion just like pat his face. You know,
is that line from Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Yeah.
He whipped himself. He kept whipping.
It's almost like somebody took his face off in strips and he put it back on. You know, but it's, yeah, you're right, man. He's not bad in the movie, but he really is.
The little bit he's there, I wanted more of him.
Right. I did like him, but yeah, he's just, there's not enough of him, so he's just the villain. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, what's her name? Daenerys, what's her name?
Amelia Clark.
She's fine in it as well. Everyone does fine. And I just wish they didn't do just fine. I wish they did a little bit better. I wish it could have been elevated, but because of that stuff, it ends up being a lower matinee, but not like a non-enjoyable matinee. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I think we have a new genre of film, at least subgenre of sci-fi, which is just Star Wars.
Sure.
You can just do whatever you want now and then put Star Wars skin on it, and then that's a new movie.
And by doing that, they slowly expand that universe.
Right.
And hopefully at some point the main movies will catch up to this and look around and go, oh, we have all these other things we can play
with. Yeah. I will tell you this much. I think Star Wars is better when people aren't under the constraints of the Force, right. You know, and the Empire and everything that they've been doing. That main storyline, these stories for me are much better. Rogue One is still my favorite over this.
I
love Rogue One. But this right here, I could see this again just to have a good time.
Right. Yeah, and I'm on the same boat with you. So. Yeah. But I wouldn't pay full price for it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah,
And you didn't.
And I saw 15 minutes extra. They played it back, and I was there.
Exactly.
That's fine. It was good.
No, I had a lot of fun. Yeah, y'all check it out, man. If you've been looking forward to it, it's good. It's good. Well, you'll have a good time.
Guys all said you like Solo more than Lando. Do you want to see another Solo movie before a Lando movie? Or?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I would. That's the thing. I came out where I was like, I'm not necessarily rushing to go see this again, but I am interested in the next chapter in Han Solo's story.
Right. I'm at, too.
You know? I tell you, with everything, it'll be nice to see somebody direct a whole movie instead of halfway. Right. You know, so I think they'll be better the next time around. Plus, they'll have feedback.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And there's no way Lando wouldn't be in that movie.
No. No. Not at all. All right, everybody. It's that time.
Oh.
Martin gets to go stir up in here. All right. Whoever else is playing the game, this is part of the show where we do trivia based on the movie that we just reviewed, which is Solo. And you know how it is. We have 5 questions, 5 pieces of trivia. Get 3 of those right that these guys have answered, and you get a little something from us. And let me go ahead and take out the boards, and I have somebody who emailed me earlier today. Here, you gonna play?
Yeah.
All right.
If it's Star Wars, I gotta.
Yeah, he knows Star Wars.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You do know Star Wars.
I'm like a big nerd, but I more so than.
Probably the biggest one here.
Yeah, I'm more than an average guy, I guess.
There you go.
And I wrote a quiz on Amino.
Oh, that's
that you
right.
Can take as well.
That's right. You know what? We'll do that after we're done.
That one's
hard.
There's some hard questions.
Is it? All right.
Star Wars fans.
Well, we'll play with some people up here. But, man, we were talking about Woody Harrelson. My man was over there just giggling the whole time. I would look at him. He'd be like,
Toy Story cracks him up, man.
Yeah, get that man a juice box over there. Now, I had somebody that emailed me earlier today. And they said, please put me on, Corey. I've been listening for years. I want to spend some time with y'all.
Put me on.
You
got to put me on.
What?
Put me on.
Let me see what we have here. Oh, let me see what we got right here. I have to go in here and find my man that said he wanted to play. And here it is right here. Now, he said he wanted to play, so I'm not sure if he's here. I even read the email. Can't read it because it has his number here. I can't put it on the screen because it has his number here, but I can read it from here. And he says, this is JJ Reels. He says, what up, Corey? My name is JJ. And first off, I want to thank you for all the years of entertainment you and Martin brought to me since Spill and for basically being my co-workers at work. He says, I work as a caregiver and have a lot of free time. So I watch a show every morning at work to start my day. Now that school is over, my nights are free, and I would love to be a part of the show sometime, possibly even tonight. And he says, during Martin gets the gold star. Since I'm a huge fan of Star Wars, I understand that it might be pretty late and you have someone already. We can just set up something for another day. But if something comes up, I'll gladly be a backup. And he gives me his Skype right here.
Defeatist ass email.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else comes in.
I would love to do it, but if someone's there and they're better than me and smarter, you love them more.
Let me see. They got that scene that you're talking about. Put me. let me see here. Let me see. Where is it? Here's the Skype. Let me see if I can call this guy on Skype. Actually, I might try to call him from the Googles. No, I'll call him from the Skype because Googles likes to hang up on me sometime. Let me see. Where is it? Is this? Oh, there we go. Right, let me pull out the dial pad right here. And let me put his number in. And let me see if I can call my man JJ.
Jesus. Damn. He in the cantina.
No. Yeah, man.
Yo.
Hey, how's it going, JJ?
How you doing?
You know what, man? JJ, let me ask him. Whoever that asshole is laughing in the background, man, tell them to shut up because I can't hear you. That guy sounds obnoxious. Hey. I hate that dude.
Me too.
What's it called? How do I have you for the Skype thing? I actually went through a phone number.
Don't worry about it. You're on the call.
he reminds me of a friend of mine that said everything he says, he follows up with a laugh.
Uh-huh.
You going to go see Solo on Friday?
Funny? That's what Pepe Deluxe used to do.
Yeah. Hey, man, my mother just died. But hey, so JJ, we got you right here, man. We have you on so you can go play a game with us. And let me see, the Riddler was prompt today. We're getting.
So you're going to let Sammy just sit there and look at the answers?
Oh. No, I'm going to cover him up. Oh, yeah, you need to come over here, man. Yeah. There you go.
I was over here looking at the screen, too. Like,
I'm going to crush this.
Oh, I can write that down.
All right. Put you on cinema cam right there. And so, JJ, I'm looking at what we have here. The Riddler was very prompt today, as he has been lately. And, of course, the trivia is about Solo, a Star Wars story, coming out May 25th. And
in Spanish.
And, is that a Spanish poster right there?
Well, the question mark is upside down.
JPEG on there.
El Solo. And let's see how this is going to be played. Tonight's trivia themes are, one, the Star Wars franchise in its entirety, the original trilogy, the sequels, the prequels, etc. And two, the cast of Solo, a Star Wars story. May the Force be with you. Last week's results, for those who are keeping track, 2 points for Martin, 2 points for Goodwin. Oh, we know people are at home writing down every point that you make. What's going on?
Just that he's got that year above my head, 2017.
Are you thinking about 2017? Is that a part of your hat? and apparently you're drunk right now, too. it's like 2000, like New Year's 2017, and you're drunk right now. Happy New Year! All right. Now, you know how this game is played right here. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to give you a little suspense music to take your time, to let these guys take their time. And then once the music is done, you're going to pick someone to answer for you. And this time, you have the added bonus of the Mexican Sammy Gonzalez over here. And if the rules understood, may I have your permission to proceed, JJ?
For sure.
And before we do that, let's get to know you a little bit, JJ. Where are you from? Where are you living right now?
San Francisco.
I thought you said Saturn. Wow, this really is a Star Wars show. San Francisco. Very nice. So now that you got your nights free, did you get fired or something?
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, sounds like you did. Oh, let's say it again. Let me put it more politely. Did you get laid off?
Oh, no. I have night classes and I work during the day.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
It's cool.
Yeah, there you go. And what are you taking? What are you taking classes for?
To learn.
JJ?
JJ?
Did he go? JJ.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
You had to get in class.
Oh, like, that's right. I
take night classes. Oh.
Try calling this guy again.
Yeah, night classes. Fuck.
Whoa, it's nighttime, ain't it? All right. Well, he's got to get his education. I understand. It could be my Skype hung up on him too. I doubt it, but I don't know.
Jesus,
Skype is like enough.
No,
you only talk to him.
Paid my Skype bill.
I lost signal with you guys. I heard the whole Metal Gear reference and everything.
And everything. All right, man. Well, hey, we got you back. Do you understand the game? Do I have permission to proceed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to get to question number one. A little something different for question number one. We have pictures. And it says here, what are the names of these two creatures? Now, let me describe this to the people out there. We have a big, hairy, snow-looking, abominable snowman creature, and then we have a little guy in a brown robe with two beady eyes, two beady light eyes. We have a big, abominable snowman-looking creature, and B, we have a little midget in a robe with bright eyes, little beady bright eyes. Now, nobody say anything to the mic. Just write your answers down. Stay silent through this whole game. I'll give you time to write your answers down. And when the music is done, we will get your answers, depending on who JJ picks. All right, everybody, pins down. JJ, I need for you to pick someone.
I'll go Martin.
Martin.
I forgot these two.
All right, Martin. Well, let me see what you have there, Sammy.
Oh,
what
I
you
have wrong Tauntaun and Wootee-hee.
And Wootee-hee.
That's the noise they make.
But you don't know what that is?
I forgot their fucking names.
Oh, okay. I know
that
what
I know.
All right. I know what these are. Do you know what you got?
Fake-ass Yeti.
Fake-ass Yeti.
And a Jawa.
And a Jawa. You know what? Fake-ass Yeti, that's a good name right there, but it's not the correct name. So, Martin, we need this from you.
Sorry, I can't remember that thing's name either. I just wrote Bantha and Jawa.
All right. Now, if I think I know what this is.
What is it?
Before you look at the answer. No. I think it's a Wampa.
Well, damn it. You're right.
You might be right.
I think it's a Wampa, and then it's a Jawa. Let me go ahead and get the answers for these. Oh, shit. Where did it go? Where is it? There it is. And you know what, guys? Let me get through this. You were wrong, Martin. Let me see. The answer is Wampa and Jawa.
Nice.
There you go.
Now who's a Star Wars nerd?
You know what? I'll give myself a little music right there. Thank you. Yes, people, for those who know Star Wars, in Empire Strikes Back, it was a Wampa that stole Luke Skywalker, hung him up by his feet, and killed his Tauntaun.
He's going to rape Luke.
He's going to rape him. Yeah, he had him hung upside down, pants up. And
the bloody thing in his hand was doing.
That's not nice. And then, of course, everybody, as you saw right here, they know the Jawas.
It's not me. If
you're right. Except for you. The big Star Wars fan right here. All right, let's go ahead and get into question number two. Usually we get off to a good start with this, but I'm afraid,
I know,
KJ,
the first one's usually a gimme.
Yeah, I think he thought we were sitting amongst Star Wars fans. Let's go ahead and we'll get this one. We'll get this one for sure. Let's go to question number two. And everybody remain silent so you don't give yourselves away. Question number two. Which one of the following four movies does not feature a cast member of Solo, a Star Wars story? A, No Country for Old Men. B, The Tourist. C, Clockers. Or D, Mission Impossible 2. Which one of the following four movies does not feature a cast member of Solo, a Star Wars story? A, No Country for Old Men. B, The Tourist. C, Clockers. And D, Mission Impossible. I'll let you guys write your answers down. Let the music play. Play all day. And the music is almost done. And there we go. Hands down, faces up. And JJ, we need your answer. Oh, we need you to pick somebody for the answer.
I go Corey.
Corey Goodwin over here. All right. Martin, what do you have?
C, Clockers.
Clockers. Spike Lee's Clockers. That has Harvey Keitel, John Turturro, and that black guy that was popular.
Delroy Lindo.
Delroy Lindo. What about you, Sammy?
Hey, No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. Well, I don't know. This one I cannot tell you. I have no clue. So, Corey Goodwin, what do you have,
sir? I said the same thing. No Country for Old Men.
Woody Harrelson has a big role in that movie.
I haven't seen that movie, so it's
weird.
I don't remember him in it.
Sounds like you might be wrong. I'm just saying that right now. But you know what?
I know Thandie Newton's in Mission Impossible, too.
Yep. And the answer is Spike Lee's Clockers. You were right there, Mr. Gonzalez. No, you clapping,
Martin was right.
Oh, Martin, you were right. But you were not the person that was picked. Mm-hmm. I like my man. Well, Martin, you weren't picked. It was Corey Goodwin. Look at his girl saying, shut the fuck up.
Don't embarrass us.
Keep saying, what are you? Keep laughing. Stop it.
He would ask you, like, did they say Woody again? Just checking. But let me read these answers right here. Spike Lee's Clockers, 1995, does not feature any cast member of Solo, Star Wars Story. Woody Harrelson stars in No Country for Old Men. Knew that one. Paul Bettany stars. He's a part of the cast of the Golden Globe nominated The Tourist, 2011. I did not know that. And lastly, Tandy Newton plays Cruise's love interest in Mission Impossible 2 in 2000. I did not remember that, but I remember that now.
Injecting herself on that cliff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I do not remember that at all. All right. Well, this does not look good, man. This does not look good. These next three questions we need to get right. If we get this one wrong right here, the game is gone. I don't know what we're going to do after that, but we'll figure out something. All right. Let's see here. Oh, this is not good at all.
I mean, this one on the anagram.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You were right. It is
God
an anagram.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like
6 to 7, 8, 9
stars.
All right. So let's go ahead and see what this is right here. And I'll read it first and then play the music.
Two characters.
It says, the following is an anagram containing the names of two Star Wars characters. Rearrange the letters and tell us which two characters are hidden. Everybody back there is looking. All right. You guys, I'm going to play the music.
Colombian what?
Oh, well, I'll put it up. Hold on.
Colombian buns insurance.
Oh, there we go. There we go. I'll leave that up there for you guys. No one say anything. I love the way the audience is looking. They're trying to figure it out for themselves. Watch somebody yell out the answer. Right, I'm not going to say anything. What we have up here for the audience at home, though, we have three words, Colombian Buns Insurance. From that, we need the names of two Star Wars characters. Rearrange the letters and tell us which two characters are hidden. Colombian Buns Insurance. Buns are very expensive in Colombia. The insurance will protect your buns. All right, I'll give you guys a little time. Music is ending. I'll give you guys a little time. All right.
No, what? Yeah, this is weird. Yeah, because like Chewbacca, Leia, there's no H for Chewbacca. Right.
Y'all got to be quiet, otherwise they, you know, you're giving yourselves away. So, you know.
None of us wrote anything down. Yeah.
Nobody wrote anything?
No.
No.
What the hell you want us to do?
No, I was like,
there's no K's, there's no H's. Like, what can we make with this?
Okay.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's gone, Chewbacca's gone, Anakin Skywalker's gone.
Kenobi's gone. Yeah, all the Skywalkers are gone.
All right, well, you know what? There we go. Well, you know what? Let's look and see what they have here. Anybody in the audience know? Everybody's like, hell no. Nerds.
You got it?
Ooh, no, I do not. I do not. Okay. I wouldn't have known this. I mean, I know these characters, but I wouldn't have guessed. Anybody know Neenub?
Neenub.
He's the one that...
Not to guess him on his phone.
He's the one that hangs out with Lando's and... There he is right there.
Okay.
Neenub. And Salacious Crumb. Don't look at me. I didn't make this. I didn't do this, man. I'm the messenger.
Salacious Crumb.
Well, you know what? Since everybody, they feel some kind of way about this, we'll go ahead and see if we can get the last two questions.
But these aren't even characters that are, like, thought of when you think about Star Wars.
Actually, people love them.
Popular characters. Yeah. Popular side characters.
Salacious Crumb? No.
Side characters.
Everybody loves Salacious Crumb. Everybody knows that name. You say Salacious Crumb, immediately everybody goes like, he's the one that sits on Jabba's lap. And cackles all day.
Right, but that Nibnub, I never know.
I like that character, so I know that character.
I know what he looks like, but I didn't even know he had a name.
You know, I tell you how I know. I cheat. Before Spill was done, I was working on a Star Wars short.
Yeah.
And that character, he's in it. And okay. I had to look up his name.
Okay. You would have to know how to spell their names correctly.
That is true. Right. Well, you know what? So I'll generously let you, if we have to get these last two questions correct in order for you to get this. And this one might be a little bit easier. Now... He said, I'm gone.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. 110%.
He's like, I'm out. He's like, I ain't going to get
and
this.
And then, I'm out.
Come on, man. We're going to win it for you this time.
You'll get this. Get my man back on here.
I wonder if anybody in the chat got it.
I can do planets. I can do.
You know what? Let me see here. Did anybody in the chat get this at all?
Gavin Ford. Give me one.
So far, people saying nope. Didn't know any of these people, right?
Wow. And they had the internet.
Right? I was like that one. Everybody knows Salacious Crumb. Nigga, what?
Somebody said Neenub, the Vietnamese character. Oh, did you get scared, man? Did you give up?
No.
All right.
Let's come back in a year.
Well, here's Here's the thing with this next one. This is audio. Okay. And it says here, I'm going to read this to you, and y'all let me read this before you say anything. The following audio is neither a trailer nor a reenactment. This audio file contains a grand total of 6 sound effects, 5 of them from the Star Wars universe, while 1 is from another sci-fi movie. Each sound would be played twice. Your tasks are, A, write down for each sound effect in which Star Wars movie they appear in. B, figure out which sound is the odd one out of the bunch. Just write not Star Wars on your board. As he says, got it. To make things easier, use the Roman numerals instead of writing each title. So he's giving you the answers. So let me see here. No, he's not giving me the answers.
No.
Oh, he's saying for time's sake, write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Roman numeral.
Right.
All right.
Wait. So can you
like
read it again?
Like instead of writing Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, you would write the Roman numeral for
7. Just write
7. Yeah, just write 7.
Wait, is that 7?
Yeah. No,
but it's only 6, 5.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, right. I thought 5.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this sound right here for you guys. And let me see. Let me find
it. You have to list it to 6, though, right? Because there's 6 files that are going to be played. So the one that's not from Star Wars, you have to say it's this, and it's from this. Or not Star Wars.
Or just say not Star Wars.
Yeah, just say not Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what the audio is. All right, here's the audio. And I'm going to let you guys listen to it. I'll put this up on the screen for people watching.
Ready, steady, go.
Sound number 1.
Tejuda! They were no longer. Battle!
Listen again.
Tejuda! They were no longer. Battle!
Sound number 2. Listen again.
I can tell you right, ain't nobody gonna get this shit.
I can tell you. I got the second one.
You got the second one? Okay. Yeah,
sound so. Number 3.
I know that one.
Listen again. Sound number 4. Listen again. Sound number 5. Listen again. Sound number 6. Listen again.
No.
The end.
All right. I tell you what, I'll simplify this. I don't need the answers for the rest of these. I know y'all don't know.
I think I got some.
Well, he'd have to pick you. Okay. But you know, okay. I don't. I know. Pick me. Well, if I were you, I'd pick Sammy.
Let's go with Sammy.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah, what you got to lose?
Yeah, what do you got, Marcy? Not a goddamn
thing. I got 1, 4, 2, not Star Wars, 5, and 3.
Okay. I'll put, let me see. What do you got?
Fuck you, Riddler.
Yes. And I'm gonna, let me see. And I don't want to make sure you don't change anything. Let me see what you got. You said one.
New Hope. Okay, I'm wrong. Phantom, I got that one. 3, Attack of the Clones, I put Jedi. 4, not Star Wars. 5, Force Awakens. 6 is Phantom Menace. Yeah, I got them all wrong. I got one right.
You know what?
I got Phantom Menace.
The thing is,
that was the sound of the Gungans.
That's shields. A hard one right there. So I'm just going to give you a win for getting the one that is not Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I got that one.
Too. Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I got Phantom for number 2 because that's the Gungan shields.
But this is a hard game, so I'm going to give you that one right there. because I tell you what, I could not even tell that that was
he is nerding the fuck out with this quiz, man.
No, he really is.
This is some shit like even a hardcore Star Wars fan wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
No, I heard Watto. That's why I thought it was like they were saying the guy.
But I'm impressed that you got that answer for Alien right there. So, you know what? I'll give you that one. I told you I'd give you two of these because this is such a nerdy.
nerdy. Nerds wouldn't even care to make up this trivia.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you get this one right, this last one, then you will win the game.
One of the okay. Space and be like, which one is this from?
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Which opening crawl has 700 characters?
It says, I'm bringing back last week's final round. Once again, you're not allowed to use your blackboards. A quick reminder of the rules. Corey will read out loud 5 questions slowly and only once. No repeating. Between each question, there will be a small pause. Once he's done reading the question, tonight's toastie can pick a player. The player then can proceed to give his answers in chronological order, and that's where you can cue your music, Corey. Answers to question number one. Blah, blah, blah. The next slide is for your eyes only, Corey.
Okay, I wasn't here last week. I'll figure it out.
All right.
It's pseudo simple.
Yeah, it's simple. What I'm on, yeah. I have to read these out, and you have to. Let me see here. I'll read them twice quickly, and then you put down your answer. You have to remember the answer because I'm only going to read it twice. All right. Question number one. Get ready to write some. Both Luke and Anakin Skywalker have lost their left hand. True or false? Question two. In the following sentence. Oh, I said I'd read that twice. Question one. Both Luke and Anakin Skywalker have lost their left hand. True or false? Question number two. In the following sentence. But I was going to Tosche Station to pick up some. Yeah, you guys would know that. Question number three. What's the name of Chewbacca's home planet? What's the name of Chewbacca's home planet? Question four. What's the name of the pod racing champion in The Phantom Menace who only walks with hands? Oh, nobody know that one. Five, Lobot is the name of the bounty hunters assembled by Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back. True or false? Lobot is the name of the bounty hunter assembled by Darth Vader, one of the bounty hunters assembled by Darth Vader in The Empire Strikes Back. True or false? All right. I'll let you pick one, man. Go ahead, pick somebody.
Go Sammy.
I tell you what, didn't nobody write anything down.
We weren't supposed to write anything, man. You're not supposed to know by memory.
Okay, Sam, go ahead.
What was the first question?
I can only read it once.
No, you have to just read it
off. Fine. False power converters, Kashyyyk. I'm forgetting the fucking questions. What are the last two questions? Just tell me real quick.
What's the name of the pirate racing champion?
Sebulba and True.
All right. Let me see those again. One is True. Did you say True for one?
Oh, yeah, I said True for one. Or I said false.
Power converters.
Kashyyyk, Sebulba.
And you said the last one
and
was
false. I said true, but it's false.
Okay, so you missed two, but again, that's very good, man. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. But it's not right, but very good. No, very good. I like that. That's good.
Ridley will be punished for this.
Well, we know he's a Star Wars nerd.
He's like, those were easy, guys. I went soft on you.
He was close to Ragnarok.
Yeah. I thought my quiz was easy. They were hard, but fuck that shit.
All right, then. All right. That is it. Well, there you go, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that happened.
It's all good. Thank you for everything, though.
You see?
Thanks for looking, guys.
Yeah, you guys helped me out. I'm suffering from depression.
He's like a supervillain. Yeah.
Hey. He's got that dentist gas in his office or his room right now. That's why he keeps hanging up. Y'all still there? All right, man. JJ, thanks for playing, man. We had a fun time with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Man, bye-bye. I know we're not supposed to talk and give away that when we don't know stuff, but those questions.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, I know. I got you.
Favorite no. question is just, bruh.
Yeah. Martin is beat down. Martin.
That wig is
that wig is trying to leave.
This is too nerdy.
More juicy,
when the person dressed up as
Lando can't answer
Star Wars questions, there's a problem.
Martin, like a chick, he's pushing his hair back. Woo. It's hot in here.
Do the emo flip. Do it without hands. Do it without hands.
I hate your
butt. Yeah. Forceful with that shit.
Do it.
Do it, man. Do it, bitch. Do it. Like y'all on a rape date or something. Do it. Jesus. All right, hey, JJ, you still here?
Content. Toasties would like it.
All right, man.
He's still here.
I know. Yeah, I'm still here. All right, JJ. We'll talk to you later, man.
Flip his hair from.
All right.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes, man. There goes JJ. All right.
That quiz.
God, God.
Yeah, quiz was a little crazy.
A little?
Just a little bit.
Neepnub.
How do you not know that?
How do you not spell that?
I just loved this. As crazy as that question was, it got topped by, here's just some sound effects from five
and
different movies.
And not like
movies.
Blasters or anything like that, but just like, what movie is it from?
Like, yeah. It would have made so much more sense if it would have been like quotes.
Or dialogue.
Like, yeah, dialogue. You're like, all right, bet I got this. But like, everything is just sounds and lasers. It's just like, it's all through these movies.
Yeah, man. I got that too. I got that. You know, that's
it was a pod racing sound right there.
No, that's a little crazy. That's a little crazy right there. Like I said, man, I couldn't blame y'all for being frustrated with that. That shit was out there, man. It was out there. Let me see here. What we got? I got a quiz for you. Which Star Wars movie was this from?
Han Solo. Han Solo.
You know this?
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, everybody celebrate dance. Solo ain't bad, man. I'm Solo. Picking up my past, putting it on my side. I'm jumping in my mouth, putting it on my side. I'm Han Solo. I like when Solo dancing. He's looking right at you with every movement.
Yeah. Not blinking.
Yeah, bitch, I'm looking at you.
And Force Awakens raped your childhood. Yeah, that was the one.
Funny, that's in Force Awakens, man.
Extended cut.
Yeah.
Is that the stinger?
Yeah.
No!
He's on the bridge. He's like, who are you?
Yeah, man.
That's the link. Got a nice check for that.
Yeah, that's the part where Solo's in heaven. Hey, don't y'all worry about me, y'all. I'm doing good.
Oh, it's him as a force ghost.
Yeah. Don't laugh. No, he's good.
That dance is called the trash compact.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Martin. Wow. Martin, where are you in here, too? Yeah. The thing is, Martin dances like that for real.
Hey, he's got some sweet moves.
I can see Lando doing that.
Yeah,
though.
I could.
Lando's got moves. Come
yeah,
on.
I could. Where you going, girl? Where you going?
Awesome.
Awesome. Come out his dick. Girl, my dick is awesome.
Just grab like a Michael Jackson move right there.
The Death Star is the disco ball in the background.
Oh, get the fuck. Y'all really can't do nothing without a Death Star, can you? All right, then. Well, his dick really is awesome. Look at that.
That's how I get the ladies.
All right, y'all. Let's get on, what do we got here? Before it gets too late, let me see what they got here. They're talking about Martin. You got that soul glow up in there.
I know. I need some spritz.
Yeah. Oh, so silky smooth.
Just left your soul.
I wasn't singing that ass.
That was a shot.
Like, oh. Yeah, some of the Activate got in the eyes. Oh, who put that up in there? Gene, the Soul Glow Machine. All right, let's see here.
The Jerry Curl.
Come on, boys and girls. Slide.
Man, I mean, every time I get on the bus, somebody with a Jerry Curl head slept there and just left a big grease spot on the window.
Oh, that was the 80s, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a black person's been here.
No, those couches had plastic on them all through the
80s. All right. Let's see. You know what we're going to do? Sammy was so kind to get together the Stardust for a certain trailer that came out. Damn, son, he just sniffs them Stardust.
Every time you say it, it's a reflex.
He's like, Mars, like, you got some? But
that's what Lando does before all sexual encounters.
Now, let's see here. I think this is there's a movie coming out, and I think it's the only movie that's out that has more Muppets than Star Wars, and that is this movie that's kind of got people a little shaken up out there. The Happy Time Murders.
That is good shit.
Well, fuck me.
Maybe.
Our favorite actress.
So well.
He's servicing a client.
Is that what I think it is?
Here I go.
Oh! sound like this dude. Like, that is nasty. And Martin, when Martin saw this, Martin loved
still
it.
Still laughing.
He's still, you're like, oh, I remember that. Puppet cum. Oh, wait a minute, Martin. Ain't over. You know what's funny about me? That girl pup, she's all that. You know, people, they're not like Martin. People said, well, the audience is like cracking up too. Look at her. She, Leslie over there, she's a little turned on, bro. She's like, I wish Ryan was a Muppet.
That's what hair looks like.
Oh, yeah, put them in focus so you can see my man.
Damn.
Yeah, you all right, man? I like the way ain't nobody pay attention. He be like, oh, I'm here. But a lot of people, they're not like the audience over here. They're not like Martin. They looked at that and they said, I am disgusted by this. This is one thing to put this in human porn. That's nice. But Muppets? No, that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line, man. Enough is too much. Right? Getting that Muppet bukkake up in here. Now, somebody, oh, you don't laugh at that. Hey, wait, watch this. Hey, watch this, y'all. Woody. He loved that. He loves that. Taking it back to third grade, everybody. But that is a little bit of the trailer for Happy Time Murders. And a lot of people really are just kind of disgusted by this. They're turned away by this. And we're going to see some of those people on our Stardust Reactions. And Stardust is an app which allows people like yourself, you like movies, you love movies, you love television shows. That's probably why you're here. And this app allows you to share your opinion of movies and televisions with the world.
He still got the look of, I can't believe what I just saw.
But this app right here, which you can get for your iPhone, for your Android, allows you to put in a video of yourself, 30 seconds or less if you can do it that fast. Unlike my man over here. Oh, shit, he's gone. One more time for Martin over here. Yeah, I knew you couldn't stop. Martin's over here trying to be hard. But it allows you to go in there and record your opinion in a very, very short amount of time and share it with the world out there. And you can do that by getting the app through us, stardust.app.link/doubletoasted. And we're going to look at some of these reactions today. And don't forget to tag us at Double Toasted on that app. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at my man who's been petrified by this. He just looked like this just ruined his life. This is Nicola Bricola.
Nicola Bricola.
Nicola Bricola. Nicola Bricola.
It's a Migos song, isn't it?
Nicola Bricola. That's every mumble rap song in there. Nicola Bricola. And my man, it looked like he's going to mumble through this whole thing because this just shook his world up right here. With Stardust, you get 5 stars to rate your reaction or rate the thing that you're reacting to. He gives it 1. Let's see what
you know. What his comment like. I agree with.
It says, "Look a lot." Looks. He says, "Looks like a feature length funny or die skit." Let's go ahead and see what else he has to say.
This looks like the dumbest shit ever. Like, this is the best that original Hollywood has to offer. Then keep giving me sequels, remakes, and reboots because holy crap, man, are you serious? The freaking Muppets, but it's raunchy. Oh wow. Okay, first of all, the Muppets doing raunchy things wears thin immediately. It's not funny to sustain. It's not funny enough to sustain a whole 2 hours. Okay, it's dumb and unoriginal. Once you peel back the fact that they're puppets and not people, it's just no way, not for me.
I will tell you one thing: this movie has given us the most passionate reactions I've seen on Stardust.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit!
I ain't never seen anybody this mad about anything as this man. And I want to be with him when he goes see the movie. I want to drag his ass to this movie.
Yeah. I want to make him sit through Meet the Feebles and then go, that was by Peter Jackson, by the way.
No! Oh, no, he'd be like, well, it's genius. Why didn't you tell me that before? Could have enjoyed that shit. All right. He's like, no, it ain't funny, y'all. All right, let's go ahead and get to.
Personally hurt.
Nah, man, it really
That's
did.
That's it, no more original stuff.
Ruined his week. Let's go ahead and get to our next one. Sean Coates right here. You can see even in the darkness right there.
Oh, no.
This person's not too far off from other man right here.
One star.
One star. Hashtag trailer talk.
Oh, man. I was sold on a noir film with puppets. That sounded so cool. That's what I read that this movie was going to be. And then I see this trailer, this terrible trailer, and it's just another shitty comedy with Melissa McCarthy that looks really terrible. But hey, it's funny because, oh, look, the puppets are swearing, guys. How funny is that? We're geniuses. And oh, have you ever wanted to know what puppet ejaculate looks like? Of course you didn't, but this trailer shows you anyway. Fuck this.
Hey, you made me realize that I actually did want to know what puppet ejaculate looked like.
Well, no, that explains a lot.
I've never thought about it before, but
Martin is like, Martin is over there looking like it looked kind of tasty in a way. Martin is like, thank you, Happy Tom Murders.
Well, the thing is, you think about it, and then you go, do I want to know? And then you say, no, that's the right answer. Not knowing you want to is one thing, but deciding that you do.
But you consciously say no, but in the back of your mind, you're like, I would kind of like to know, though.
Yeah.
It's better to know things than not know
okay,
things.
Okay, Martin, don't you ever talk about my fetishes, ever.
It's not a fetish, but it's nothing wrong with being curious.
Right, Martin's like, explaining this too much. No. I care about it.
Well, Martin is saying it's not a fetish yet. Yeah. When I get home.
I'm going to buy some silly string. Yeah. Yeah.
Where your Kermit doll at?
No, I'm keeping my Kermit doll away from him.
It's filled with silly string.
Oh. Come here, now Kermit's just going to be stuck all together.
And rocking back and forth. Yeah.
It's not easy.
He's even worse than you, Corey.
What's wrong, Kermit? Martin Brinkman! But you know, this guy, I got to say, I feel a lot like him because and it could be because him and I probably did have two different expectations. He clearly saw the premise and the production art for this. Some of the concept art, which kind of pitched this as more of a straightforward Roger Rabbit with Muppets, which mm-hmm. means that they were taking this more as a, like he said, a film war.
Yeah, that looked like it could have been cool, but like what they're going with here and then them doing cocaine and Melissa McCarthy acting a fool, yeah. This don't look entertaining to me at all.
I want to be behind it because, well, I love puppets, but you know, I just don't see this coming together. So my expectations are really low. However.
Oh, there's the Martin friend out there.
Martin.
They can't just be one of me.
For those people with the same fetishes you got, apparently they are here and they love this. Not like, they love it. A full 5 stars from J. Penn's.
Dang.
Fan of all things Muppets. I love Muppets. I love Sesame Street. I love Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog here reporting live. Kermit the Frog.
Is he going to review the trailer? Just do it.
He just uses it as a platform to do his one-man show.
This motherfucker's audition tape.
Kermit the Frog. So seeing this trailer of the Happy Time Murders, this looks hype. I'm going to give this trailer 5 stars. I liked right at the end there. He's like, fuck me. And she, Melissa McCarthy's like, maybe. Oh, this looks funny. August 17th, I'm going to watch this. I want to see Muppets go rated R. I want to see Muppets fuck. I want to see Muppets do drugs. Woo!
I'm not with that guy.
Okay, yeah. That's your friend.
I changed my mind.
Show squad. Yeah.
He ruined it.
You are with them now.
That was the side of the table you were on in the negotiations.
You're the ones that put these Stardust compilations together, right? Remember that name? Because I want him to see this movie and have that same thing. J-Pens.
Yeah, J-Pens. That's your man over there. The guy who jacks off doing Kermit voices.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rainbow Connection.
Oh. Well, the moment he said, like anything with Muppets and puppets. Oh, like, oh.
That's a fetish.
You know this man jacks off with a Kermit on his hand. That's right, Kermit.
The arms are flailing.
No, I don't want to.
Just by the nature.
That's a good frog, yeah.
Please, don't make me do this again.
Zach, a guy who should not have Pope in his name at all. Zach Pope, gave this 5 stars right here.
What?
Puppet crunching motherfucking. Let's talk about Happy Time Murders. This film looks insane. You got Muppets coming everywhere over a room. You got Muppets fucking, Muppets doing drugs. You got all this type of stuff. And it's from the director, Brian Henson, the guy who has done a bunch of Muppets stuff. This is the film that I'm surprisingly weirded to see because it's not going to resolve that. It just looks funny. Melissa McCarthy looks good in it. It has a good cast. And the whole environment, the whole world looks great. I am so psyched to see Happy Time Murders. This might be the best comedy.
The shirtless guy in a dark room. Never would have
fully naked.
He is completely naked.
Everywhere, but he had just, the nut after this.
Yeah,
trailer.
He just got through drugging off to that trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Never would have saw it coming with that guy. Pun intended. But you know what?
He's still not the fanatic that the last guy was.
What's that?
I said he's not as fanatical as the last guy.
Oh no! You know what?
He's just a wild guy in general.
Oh yeah, ain't nobody gonna top this guy right here.
Room.
No, I'm saying.
but not Zach Pope, the one before him, Jay. Jay Penns, he is way too into Muppets and puppets.
Oh, yeah. Well, then this is the movie for him.
Yeah.
And you know what? This guy, look, I'm glad that there's that movie out there for him. I will say this about Zach Pope, though. Zach Pope was kind of going along the same lines as the other guy, but he did come in and give a reason why he thought there was some hope for this besides just Muppets having sex and doing drugs. He said that Brian Henson is behind this. And Brian Henson has done a lot of legit Muppet things. And so, that is something to say. That would give me some hope for this movie right here, knowing that this guy's behind it and wouldn't want to come in and make something just for the sake of being nasty. Hopefully, like I said, this is just a selling point right here.
Right. And like I said, the trailer made me laugh. But
you're laughing so hard, you're crying right now.
But I can see where I can clearly see where it would go. It can go awry very easily. And also, even at the most I like it, I wouldn't say 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not even making a joke. You have tears coming out your eyes. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I always like that.
Yeah, okay. My eyes do this when I get tired.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you wear
when they get tired? No, just glasses.
All right, then. I just thought you were feeling Lando that much that you were into it. All right, then. Let's get into some quick emails and then we out.
Any outro for Stardust?
Oh, that's true. Thank you, sir. I'm going to put on my man Jay Penns over here. Yeah, people, again, get the app through stardust.app.link/doubletoast and start sharing your opinions today. And also remember to tag us at doubletoasted. All right. Some quick emails and then we out. Making good time. Not so bad. Some of these emails, I see you guys, you sent them. I want you to know I got them, but we will get to those tomorrow. I'm going to kind of keep this movie related today because I'm going to save some material for tomorrow for the loose content show. We can be talking about movies or anything. Thinking about doing, for those who are asking, I'll just go ahead and tell you, thinking about doing Show Dogs tomorrow because that movie just sounds insane.
I saw some of the IMDb parent alert things where it's like, should you take your kids to see this? And one of them was, I don't know if it was true, but it made me go if this isn't a movie, I have to see this just because I'm curious. So,
yeah,
it's weird.
Man.
It's raunchy, unnecessarily raunchy for a kid's movie.
Bro, I'm sold. You ain't got to do it anymore.
Yeah. Now, we got a lot of questions about Kendrick Lamar, follow-ups to that. We did a story about that last night, put it up on YouTube. Thank you for everybody that watched this performing well. If you haven't, go see it. We kind of have an interesting approach to that. I want to get your opinions tomorrow on that because there's even some follow-ups I see right here. Let me see. Yeah, some woman who – yeah, long email. Oh, a white woman who teaches at a university, I believe, saw our video saying, I like what you guys are saying. I have some opinions myself. So I will read that tomorrow. Let me see what we got here. Oh, Ryan Watterson, Sesame Street related shows.
What's your favorite?
Ryan Watterson, sup, Corey? Here's a follow up question from Sunday. Excluding Sesame Street, what were your favorite shows from Sesame Workshop, formerly the Children's Television Workshop? Notable ones include The Electric Company, 321 Contact, Square One TV, Ghost Rider, Big Bag, The Upside Down Show, and The Electric Company Reboot from 2009. There's also animated shows they produced like Dragon Tales, Sagwa, and Pinky Dinky Doo. What the fuck was that? The latter of which was created by Doug creator Jim Jenkins. Man, what's the one? Because I used to watch this just a couple of years ago, about maybe I'll say a couple, but like about 8 years ago when I was working at home doing freelance. When I started doing Spill and I was working at home during the day, I was so addicted to television that I had my I had a portable table set up right in front of the screen, and I would just watch crazy shit all day, including just cartoons all day long. And there was this show that came on PBS where it was about math. And there was
Gilbert Gottfried?
But Gilbert Gottfried is a bird, yeah, and the villain bird, was Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
What was the name of that show?
Dang it.
Somebody in the
it
chat
had some
help
kind
us
of
out.
Funny name to it.
Man, it's math something. But yeah. Somebody will let me know and I'll pull up. But that's the one I remember. Do you have any PBS shows that you loved?
PBS shows or from
just like, go with PBS.
Okay, this question's ridiculous. Fucking Arthur then.
Arthur. Yeah.
Fucking love Arthur. And I got on a kick recently where I was like, let me go rewatch to see if it holds up. It's still pretty funny in weird, unique ways where it's like, yeah,
sure,
it's kid
crazy ass fish.
Well, that scene I've known for years. That shit may be funny, but then there's like the library card, the musical episode.
That was a good one.
I was watching that one and I was like, man, these songs are great. You know,
Jekyll,
hi, Jekyll, hi, Jekyll.
I used to love the intro. Believe in yourself.
Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Marley. Yeah, and I say, hey.
Yeah, for those years I was a stay home dad. Our ritual was watching. And a lot of those PBS shows.
Yeah.
And I loved Arthur. And it was a show with puppets called Whimsy's House. I used to like
to watch. That's familiar. I don't
barely remember that.
Yeah, it was I don't know, she was some kind of pup. It's like she had bat wings. Like I don't know what kind of creatures they were. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But that was like one of the shows we loved to watch the most. The weirdest show was a show called Kangaroo. Did y'all ever
see it? I do remember Kangaroo, man. Yeah, I think from you.
Yeah, it was like okay, so yeah, these kind of shows are popular. So I guess Joe Montana's wife had nothing going on. So
claim to fame is Joe Montana's wife. Right.
Yeah. So she got him to join in with her, and they created this show, this Barney-like show, with a guy in a kangaroo suit. But he's called Kangaroo because he did karate. Like the kids would get on a bus and travel to this magical land with Kangaroo in a library, and Mr. Miyagi was on it.
Pat Morita,
yeah. And he teached them lessons, and they asked him, well, so what should we do? Well, kids, you should go to the library right over there. And the guy in the kangaroo suit would just do high kicks the whole time.
Man, can I see some of his? Wait. Because I found this. Let me see.
This had to be a Canadian. We could make this here in the studio right now.
It don't even look like a dojo. It's like somebody's bedroom.
Yeah.
It looks like they're about to shoot porn.
This is a furry porn.
Oh, this must have been before the Montanas came in and put some money into it.
Oh, let me see.
Toru here. Follow along at home so you can be a Kangaroo black belt.
Madison, what is the first bout for?
Okay, yeah, this must have been before they had money, man.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can just
dub. Big ups to them for overdubbing it because most people just have that muffled sound in the suit. While you're looking that up, I'll get my PBS ones. Reading Rainbow, obviously. Magic School Bus. But I think Ghost Rider on there was
Ghost Rider. Really
of those ones, that's what the only one I even knew.
Yeah,
so.
And God damn it, I'm so mad I'm forgetting the name of this. But Lunette and Molly. Big Comfy Couch.
Oh. Man, all right, let me see. Okay, here's I think this is Kangaroo right here. Let me see.
Zoom.
There you go.
That's a fast ass Chuck E. Cheese. That man's kicking ass in that suit.
Oh, because his name is Kangaroo.
Okay.
This one plays sports, does karate, and teaches kids too. Let's all begin with the song. It's sung twice through.
He'll sing with me and you.
He'll show you the sports he plays.
Was that a cat and a cat carrier?
Yeah, rabbit, I think.
Damn, man, I'm sorry you had to suffer through this.
No, look at this.
I would watch it
high?
No, I wasn't high. I was just fascinated. Just like looking at how imagining the meetings that took place to put this together.
It's got some money in it.
Yeah, but it was just a mismatch, a mash of ideas from all these other shows like it.
I can't top that, man. not at all. No, hell no. Nah.
I watched Yan Ken Cook when the children stuff was over. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was Bob Ross and Yan Ken Cook. Those are the two I watched after cartoons were done. So.
Man, they used to show even children's shows from the 70s and 80s were done by people on some kind of drug.
Especially electric company.
Yeah.
And H.R. Puff and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, H.R. Puff and stuff. But those were like just regular kids shows. But for educational shows, I remember when I would be homesick from school, they would show all these shows from Canada. And one of them was a show called Read Along, which was it was a talking boot that taught you how to read. Do you remember this?
No, not that. I'm sorry, while you looked that up. Nanoland. That shit. That is... Yo.
So Nanoland is making a resurgence because kids remember seeing it as young children, but then they're like, wait, what was that stupid green thing that I remember? And then they go back and watch. It's the weirdest, most surreal, like little baby shit, but it's kind of funny. Yeah. What do you think about it? It's
like
funny.
The premise of the show, it's weird. Like, it's this girl that's with her grandmother. That's her Nana, so it's Nanoland. And, like, her grandmother, like, doesn't watch her. She just leaves her in the backyard. She just, like, finds shit, and, like, the whole time she's like,
Nanoland? Like,
Nana. Like,
Nana.
Nana. Land, and she's just like, it's like watching Denise.
Baby Denise, like, eat lollipops and like
craziest shit, and like it would come on in between like shows.
The fuck is this?
Watch it. No, watch like one of the episodes, like 3 minutes long. I think they were like interlude between.
Yeah, it was always like commercial breaks, and like it'd be right after a show was done, but they had like extra time they needed to fill.
Yeah.
So they would like play commercials, and they would play that, and then go into the next show. And Nana Land was just like, yeah, she don't talk. Like, it starts off with a car crash, when I could tell.
Chat is in the lollipop. That's how she is.
That's like, is this a car crash?
So it's like they gave a 2-year-old LSD.
That's what it feels like. Oh, big bugs.
I love this.
And her dog's name is Russell, but she can't pronounce it. She's like, Russer, 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 come here, Russer.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching this all night.
Oh, you will.
Oh, bro, skip them for like a minute and a half. These things not that long. And you're going to see how wild this shit is.
Oh, this is the dog.
What's he doing? I don't know.
Even the dog is high. The dog is like, I'm fucked up right now.
What'd you give me, man?
That dog's on ecstasy right now. This grass feels so good. Yeah,
bubbles and lollipop are pretty funny too.
Bucky, what have you had?
The hell? It's a caterpillar walking into the dog's mouth, I think. I love this, man.
It's gonna choke on it.
Chomp. Caterpillar, I'm going to choke this bitch.
I'm going to stick
my dick. Okay. about to dick the dog. Okay, so this is kind of like Teletubbies, where it was just random things, just things moving to keep the kids their attention.
Well, like with this though, it was supposed to be educational.
Like, I went in on this.
All right, press it.
I think you got copper. Look at my ears here. Why is this so?
Blood starts spurting.
Like, why are you whispering? What the hell is going on here?
Oh, I love this, man. The chat is putting up pictures.
No, man,
all right, when I said nothing could top yours, this.
No. Yeah, yeah,
this,
that,
wow.
It does.
Wow.
The bubble is...
Yeah, oh, wow. I love this, though, man.
Breathing in.
I'm on B. Yeah, man. Y'all gonna get me in a rabbit hole with this.
Oh, you are welcome.
Because they're so short.
Yeah, 3 minutes long.
Oh, man.
Did you ever watch those cartoons, Martin the Warrior or Redwall?
No, I heard of it.
Oh,
he's heard of it. So.
Yeah. It's based on a series of books with all these, mostly mice and just other rodents in the forest. But they play out like really good medieval fantasy.
I think I might have seen something like that.
There's some deaths in there where I was like tearing up. Like,
okay.
Damn, this cartoon is really good. It was sort of like the Avatar the Airbender of that time period.
Nice. I'll go check that out. Well, y'all got a lot of crazy shit to choose from if you haven't seen Meanwhile, I'm going deep into Nana Land tonight, man. Corey, how come you ain't the show? I'm watching Nana Land, man. Sorry.
I don't think you ever see her parents either, which is the weird thing.
Yeah. It's just her in the backyard just doing, like, discovering things, like lollipops, bubbles,
drugs,
caterpillars.
Yeah, she finds lollipops.
Yeah. Oh, and Cyber Chase was the name of the.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. Well, that was a nice email right there. We can leave off on that. I want that. I don't want to take away from a nice email to end the night with. So there we go, everybody. We're getting out of here. Remember, dtmerch.com. Go there and get your shirts, caps, beanies, hats, bookcases. Hey, we'll have that coming up soon.
Buy some shit.
backpacks, buy some shit, phone case. Also, gift cards now. We have our spring sale, 25% off selected items, and that is until May 25th. Also, we're going to be in Chicago. That's going to be June 30th. Get your tickets now. You can get what's up?
You still going to Toronto?
Oh, I got to tell people that. Vancouver. Well, first of all, we're going to be in Chicago. Go to ticketfly.com and get your tickets there by typing in Double Toasted. We're going to be at the Park West June 30th with a show full of live comedy, games, music, and one big party at the end of the night. And that's right. We're going to be in Anaheim. That's going to be June 20th.
I don't know. 24th. It's in the itinerary, but I think it's 24th.
24th. Yeah, we're going to be in Anaheim for VidCon, and I'm going to be in Vancouver next week. So all those people say they want to get together for something. I'm getting a lot of emails asking for it.
What the hell? That's Ghost Rider.
How's that go? Cool?
Like that's the slime monster.
I thought it was a cameo by that Muppet from Happy Timers. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's everywhere.
And on everything. And, yeah, I'm going to be in Vancouver next week. So maybe we'll try to get together on Friday. I wish it could be Saturday, but I got to do something on that Saturday. So Friday. But I will get details together. And subscribe. Help keep all of the toasty goodness going. And let me see here. What else we got? Oh, there's that rat movie you're talking about right there.
Yeah,
that's it. And am I missing anything here? At all?
Amino?
Yeah. You know what? Before we go.
God damn it.
I didn't say it.
Thanks.
You're the kid. Hey, you forgot to collect homework.
You got to earn our checks.
I know, right?
You're that kid. I forgot to.
It was Coleman. You forgot about our homework.
Oh, no.
See, I have to wait till the class left and then turn mine in. You forgot.
I have a feeling that this is not going to last long anyway.
Yeah. Either you get the real easy ones or you get the real hard one.
So we haven't talked about this in a while, but we do have our Amino community on the Amino app that you can get for your iPhone, your Android. And it's just where you go in there, you make a community based on anything that you like. And you like Muppets having an orgasm? Then I'm sure there's a community that you can make for that, and everybody will go to it. Now, let me get over here. There are a lot of things that you could do on Amino. You can make discussions. You can make blogs, and you can even make trivia, and that's what we've done right here. And Sammy put this together, so he cannot play, but we'll try this for ourselves. Hey, you know, it's not that hard. Come on. So let's play the game real quick and see how it goes.
Good luck.
And we're going to do this as a team effort like we always do, if we get to it over here. There we go. All right, 3, 2, 1. This is Han Solo. Finish the Han's quote, great kid. Now don't get cocky. I got that one right there. All right, not so hard so far.
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, this is Han Solo trivia that we're playing.
What's Han Solo's middle name?
Oh, no. What is the model of Han Solo heavy blaster?
CL-44. Top one.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It is.
He's supposed to be answering.
Man,
he's this shit.
I'll get you to the easier ones. The ones that are fair. That one was not fair.
All right.
First one was easy.
All right.
We'll
do this one. In the original trilogy, Han is the only person to human pilot, non-Jedi, willing lightsaber, person to kill an alien. Non-Jedi to wield a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Oh, which one was that in? Which movie?
The original trilogy.
The original trilogy. Oh. Empire.
Oh, okay.
We'll open up the Tauntaun.
Oh, look at you, man. All right. Well, as you can see, You can make these as hard or easy as you want them, and they're fun to play alone, solo, or fun to play with us. I knew that'd get rid of him. All right.
And we never saw him again.
Ever again. Hey, tag us on Amino at Double Toasted and start your community today. And also join ours. Let's see. That is it, people. The Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday, 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Go in there and talk to them in the chat or talk to them in their YouTube live streaming video channel on YouTube. And boo. Boo this man.
Boo.
Oh, boo. And let me see. That is that right there. So if I'm missing something, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Thank you, Corey Goodwin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lando.
You betcha.
That. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Gonzalez. And I want to thank everybody who came in tonight. Thank you all so much. Great having you here. Had a great time with you. And in celebration of Solo not sucking, we're going to let Solo play us out tonight with his song.
I'm so happy. The carbon light is gone.
Playing the top left.
Yeah. I know. You can see like they're heat reading up there.
Yeah,
that predator vision.
Yeah.
It's oh no. Slow down.
It's like some little chubby kid.
I'm so tired.
All right, everybody. That is it. So, email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show this evening, too late. We're done. We're about to get out of here. But we got more shows coming up this week, so be a part of those by putting in that email, your phone number, your Skype contact, anything else you think we might need, and bam, up in your home, bringing the force to you, the only Jedi's in the world to do house calls. On Twitter, at KCoolMan. On Instagram, at Double Toasted Fan Page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Want some private critique time with me? Type in Corey.Coleman.5.
That was Lando finishing.
And if I'm too busy, privately critiquing people. Mr. Goat.
Y'all can find me on Facebook, Corey.Coolman.5. You can find me on Twitter, at TheHighScoreDT. And on Instagram, at DBCooperKG. Mr. Kyle Rizzian.
Find me throughout the galaxy on Twitter and Instagram, at Martin_NoFro. Look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, then join the group, The Children of the Toast. Sammy
Zales DT on Facebook. The Mexilence on all other forms of social media. Back to Solo.
And, no, back to you people in here. Hopefully we'll see you and the crew up in here one day in the world-famous Double Toast Studios. But if not, you know, we'll take an email from you. But come to the world-famous Double Toast Studios now with two stinky-ass couches. Email us kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let us know you'll be visiting Austin. You have visited Austin. Love it so much you decided to move here, but we don't love it if you don't let us know. Come see a show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Give me some details. Some details back to you in the comments. All right, everybody, that is it. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye and stay solo.
I'm Han Solo.
You got a lot of nerve coming in my house looking that good.